Ryan Knowles. Now, down to the field with the voice of Bulldog football, Chris Chatberg.
Good evening, Bulldog sports fans, and welcome into Homedale tonight where we have Bulldog football for you. I'm Chris Chatberg, and to my left tonight, Jay Vandenberg. Jay, it is a gloriously toasty evening here
for football in Homedale. To my left tonight, Woo! Jay Vandenberg.
Well, it's
Jay,
nice and warm.
It
oh,
is
man.
A
what a beautiful day we had.
Being 81 degrees.
For football,
clear blue skies, sunshine's coming.
Well, it's nice
and
warm.
Oh, man.
We have
beautiful
our shades on.
Seeing 81 degrees.
I heard someone mention earlier that the sun was going to go down about 7:50.
We have our shades on. And I heard someone mention earlier that the sun was going to go down about 7:50 local time, which means middle of the second quarter. Yeah. The sun will stop shining. But we've got a big football game, and we'll talk with Coach Knowles coming up here in just a few moments. But, you know, you have a kid on the team. You're around. How did they react to the last week and a half when there was no football game last Friday night?
I mean, I think everybody's everybody's a little idle. They don't want to play football, right?
Sure.
At the end of the day, so, you know, it was kind of a bummer, you know. But at the end of the day, hey, they get another week to get healthy. Playing Colville, you know, you see some of the tape, and, hey, you get down here. This is a big-time game. This is small-town football like I haven't seen in a long time, Chris.
Yeah.
This community here rallies around this football team, high school football, kind of like Sandpoint is in a sense, but this is the real deal. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, they're obviously number one ranked in the 3As. They're 3-0. They've put a shellacking on each team they've faced so far. And I was talking to some of the coaches before, our coaches, before the game, and they seem to think that it's going to be a barn burner tonight. This should be a really, really interesting football game.
You know, I'll say, you know, what Homedale does, they've got a great running back, the number one rated running back, Kinchlow, I think is his name, Hayden Kinchlow. He's a senior, about 210 pounds. You know, the key to this game is they want to run the football. And I'll tell you, Chris, from what we've seen, what Sandpoint has done against Polis Falls and Coeur d'Alene, their first two games was we haven't given up any running yards.
This
kind of plays right into our defensive hands a little bit. So it's a good matchup for us defensively. We'll see what we have to
this
do.
This is the irresistible force meeting the immovable object, sort of tonight, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
With their strength being the run and our strength so far being stopping the run, because our first two opponents have not had a very good time trying to do that.
No, they've struggled. You know, and I'll say this on the offensive side. You know, we've really have done a great job of getting yards on the ground. Our running game has been better than I thought it was going to be, and, you know, led by Garrett Cox and obviously Parker Pett, the quarterback. It's a dual threat option that we have, the luxury, and that offensive line is really geared to that power game. And I think Homedale is going to struggle with maybe a little bit of the size and the speed of our two skill players. And then obviously you have Max Frank, Ari Vandenberg, and some guys, you know, out of the backfield to kind of balance it out. We don't throw the ball a whole lot, 20-21 game. I think 20 passes and then 21. So we'll be able to keep them off balance a little bit. And, hopefully they can contain, you know, hopefully we can contain their running game. And I think things will look good for us.
Well, you're listening to the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103. Your friends at Yokes, located in Ponderay next to the Bonner Mall. Yokes, a part of your life and a part of the community. We continue the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. Next, we'll talk with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
And we're back here, Yokes Fresh Market pregame show for the third game in what should have been the fourth week as we continue on through the Bulldog football season. And we're talking now with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles. Coach, okay, I want to go back. We got a lot to cover in the 2 weeks that we've been apart here, but I want to start chronologically. We'll go back to the Coeur d'Alene game. You spotted him 21. You gave him a defensive touchdown. You had the lead in the fourth quarter. I know moral victories, whatever, but you had to be pretty encouraged with resilience and the fight from your squad to take on that opponent, be dealt those series of breaks, and then, you know, really have a chance to win with the ball in the last few minutes.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I was proud of a guy's effort and stood tall. And really, you look at a 55-point loss the year before. we gained a lot of ground on what we're trying to do here. And really, that's about what I'd like to sum it up as. You know, we're gaining ground. We didn't win. It's been frustrating. I listen to everyone say, "Oh, it's close," you know, because
yeah,
I guess
sure,
that's
been,
we expected
yeah.
to win. Yep. We didn't expect to lose. And, you know, so I'm proud of the guys and their effort, and I'm hoping that we can learn the lessons from that game that will come out again in the future here that could get us over the hump. So,
all right, so let's continue on then. No game last week, extra bye. How did you treat that? Obviously, you knew pretty early in the week that the game wasn't going to be happening. So, you know, how have you approached that now 2-week time frame between games?
Yeah, it's extremely frustrating. You know, you go from that state of mind of there's not enough time in this week to get everything done and ready for this game to, oh boy, now what? You know, because it immediately, all right, let's reschedule. Let's look at this. Let's look at that. Let's look at this. So the next, you know, it got canceled on Tuesday at about 2:00. And, you know, we say, okay, what are we going to do for practice? Well, are we going to play somebody? And the phone starts ringing and, you know, people start talking and, you know, this and that and who's available. And we didn't find any matchups that were favorable, you know, like on a short week, you got to be really smart. You know, we're a 4A squad, of course. All the local big schools that were canceled called, and you know, it's like, okay, you know, what do you do? So, you know, we just had to make a decision of what's best for our team, and we chose to get a little healthy. We were a little beat up from those first two games, and you know, little stuff, but it was certainly weighing on us last week to where we could get to full strength, and plus. Staring down the road trip that we have in front of us this week was also, hey, we're not traveling too far, 2 weeks in, you know, two weeks in a row. So we just kind of say, you know what, let's use it. We practiced, got out there, got better at the fundamentals, got 2 extra days of Homedale work in, and, you know, here we are today.
Yeah, well, and you're not, you know, this isn't chopped liver here. Now, obviously, Homedale's a 3A squad, but they're ranked number one in the 3A, so... give us a little quickly, you know, a capsule summary of what you expect when we hit the field here in a few minutes against Homedale.
Well, that's, as I said to the kids yesterday, the only advantage we have is 4A and they're 3A. Because, I mean, they are a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very physical, very proud, have great tradition. You can tell it's, you know, it's a pocket of the Treasure Valley that thinks very highly of football, mm-hmm. and they've had a lot of success. So, if anyone's taking this thing lightly, they're crazy, and certainly not me. And the boys have practiced accordingly. You know, they've put in the work. So, we have a similar reputation right now around the state.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I talked to a lot of people. So it really is going to be. Yeah, everyone's kind of looking at this as well. What's going to give? You know,
yeah.
What's going to give? Is Sam Point as good as? You know, people think we are right now, or, you know, is Homedale legit? So it's, you know, it's going to come out on Friday night between 7 and 9:15. So
no doubt. And you think about it, you've got the fourth ranked team in the 4A, the number one team in the 3A. From the film, what does Homedale, you know, when Homedale's on offense, what are you going to see?
Oh, you can see a really good running back. He was 3A player of the year last year, and they have other backs too. He's not alone, and a really athletic quarterback. I've been telling the guys along, they've played three teams that they've handled. So,
mm-hmm.
So we're watching film of teams that they're beating up on pretty good. So it's really hard to tell, but they are decisive when they move. And they play hard and physical. So you know they're a good team. And again, I don't mean to disrespect, but when the score's 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, mid second quarter,
sure.
You know, you're not getting the same film as if you're in a dogfight. So, you know, trying to distinguish that. And again, as I say on offense, they're decisive. They run the ball. They use a fullback and a tight end, you know, which we won't see a tight end on our schedule this year, other than
yeah.
these guys and possibly in playoffs, but on a regular season schedule, we won't see a tight end unless someone changes. So,
well, let's talk about that then. You know, the one thing that did come out of the last game that you played 2 weeks ago, your run defense was spectacular. I mean, in a word, I mean, you turned Coeur d'Alene into a one-dimensional team. When they tried to run, it just didn't happen.
That's where we hang our hat. You know, that's where we talk. You know, we talk about it all the time. Yeah, take away the run. You got to create turnovers. And you got to stop big plays. And you know, those are the three statistical staples that we use to determine winning percentage. And so when you talk about stopping the run, this is the type of game where, hey, like I say, we're gonna hop into the phone booth here and with these guys and tangle it up. So,
and that phone booth has grass or turf?
They're grass.
Okay, I figured, but you never know. Down there, you're right. Football is a big deal. You might, yep. You never know. All right, and then the trip itself. Obviously, we're talking just minutes before the game on tape. So you left Thursday.
Correct.
And then you're practicing where on Thursday?
We're going to practice at in Pasco.
Okay.
We just got some fields to do our walkthroughs on, and we're staying there, and then we'll finish the trip on Friday morning. We'll practice again Friday morning, and then bus down. We found a place to walk through in Weezer, Idaho, which is about an hour north of Homedale.
Nice.
That's where we'll walk through and have our pregame meal. And then we'll do the final one-hour trip down to Homedale. We'll show up at
That's an interesting side trip to go up to Weezer and then back down into Homedale.
Yeah, it's not too far off the beaten path, but I like to think of these trips as a chance to get these boys out and see, mm-hmm. See other things. And when I was in high school, we never made a trip south. We did go to Montana once, and we still remember it to this day, over to Laurel, Montana.
I remember that trip very well.
And all of us do. So, I'm looking at this as a chance for these boys to go in Pasco, and we're going to see a couple, we're going to see a couple high schools over there that we're going to practice at, and then, stopping by and seeing this. And then a lot of them are staying after the game and going to go catch the BSU Oklahoma State game on Saturday. So, really a chance to just go see some football in the Northwest and be football players.
And then finally, it'll be a real indication for you, probably, how these guys handle that whole process, which theoretically, if things play out the way we all hope it will, it's possible that you're going to be on the road again later this fall.
Well, no, this all formulated last December when we're coming off the Skyline loss and the third trip in a row of coming home from Idaho Falls, finishing the season and frustrated, and said, hey, if we're going to get over the ultimate hump here, we got to learn how to travel. And maybe we don't, who knows, but we need to be ready. And so we're setting this up. We sought out a Boise game for this reason. And, ask me later, because right now with all the itineraries and the team travel, I'm about ready to explode. But, the boys got to go play,
yep.
And we're going to travel well. We got a charter. We're going to eat well. For the one reason, the coaches don't play, the fans don't play, the players, the 11 players that go out there, get to go represent and carry the flag for Sandpoint in the Treasure Valley. And I know there's a lot of people taking note down there, what we're doing. They're trying to figure out who we are. So, I'm just going to keep beating that drum that the boys are carrying a big flag this weekend and I expect nothing but their best.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you after the game. Good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll be back to wrap up your Yokes Fresh Market pregame show after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yokes Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yokes is part of your life and part of our community. Yokes Fresh Market.
Ready to head out on your next Idaho adventure? Before you do, there are a few simple steps to keep Idaho's outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Plan ahead and be prepared with extra water. Pack out all your trash. Help prevent wildfires by putting your campfire dead out. Finally, please be courteous and treat the land, water, wildlife, and other recreationists with respect. For more information on how you can recreate responsibly this summer, visit recreate.idaho.gov.
All right, we're back here as we come to you from Homedale. Chris Chapman, Jay Vandenberg along with you. Just a quick note, missed the bumper music there. As we look at it, we've had the toss of the coin. So the Bulldogs will be going left to right across your radio dial in their road uniforms, the black pants, white jerseys, and the red helmets. Homedale will be going right to left or to the east. as this is a beautiful stadium. It's a nice, cozy spot we've got here to broadcast from in the stands. It's a lovely night, and we've got a what everyone seems to think is going to be a really good football game ahead of us, Jake.
Oh, that's excellent. You got the number 11 team in the state going against the number 22 team in the state. And obviously, Sandpoint dropped one place in the max prep polls to number 3 due to their idle week last week against Colville.
Yep.
Which is all okay, you know, at the end of the day. And, you know, in Homedale, they're number 1 in the 3A. So this is a really good spot for Homedale to be in. They got to measure up against a solid squad.
So as we get set for kickoff, we remind you that the Rumble of the Interstate Concrete Trucks has been around Sandpoint for more than 30 years, and that's how long they've sponsored Sandpoint High School Bulldog football. Interstate brings you the opening kickoff here on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103. Homedale won the toss. They have deferred. So the Bulldogs will get the football first here as we start this game, and it's going to be Diego Cortez, the always exciting kicking lineman, set to do the kicking duties. Bulldogs have their men not too deep back. It's a squib kick that comes and is taken by Ari Vandenberg, but he falls down, slips at the 22-yard line. So they're going to say right at the 25, that's where Parker Pettit and the Bulldog offense will take the field as we get this thing off and rolling.
Yeah, unfortunate break there for Vandenberg as he slips. He had some room to get some positive yardage, but he at least got 10 or 15 yards up the field. But, it is what it is.
Well, and that'll be something to watch. Of course, the Bulldogs playing on their home turf, right? No slip in there. This is a pretty thick field. So long grass, and here come the Bulldogs on first down. Four wides. Garrett Cox standing right beside Parker Pettit. Back to pass. Caught out to the 30. About a 5-yard gain for the Bulldogs as Max Frank goes up high, pulls it down, and the sophomore gets the Bulldogs its first completion here on the first play of the game, 2nd and 5 coming up.
Yeah, quick little hitter there to Max Frank. Chris, well done.
Bulldogs come in tight. Set up the always exciting scrum up the middle, and it's going to be a gain of about 2 or 3. So 3rd down and 2 coming up as Garrett Cox gets his first carry out of the wing tee, the veer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, not a whole lot of movement there up front there for the Bulldogs offensive line as Homedale really closed that down, giving the Bulldogs a 3rd down and short, about 2.5, 3 yards.
Fumble as Jackson Pettit has to go back and fall on it. The snap, he dropped it. I don't know if they're rearranging the stands in front of us, so I didn't see, Jay, whether he just dropped it or it was a bad snap.
Good snap right through his hands. He just slipped right through it, and he drops it and was unable to get back and field it quickly as there's a good pressure coming from the left side there of the Homedale defensive front. Big loss there on the play for the Bulldogs. 8 yards.
So in to kick it away, Will Hurst. Two receivers back deep, standing at about the 35-yard line for Homedale. Good snap. Hurst gets the kick away. It's very high. It angles away and takes a Bulldog bounce inside the 35, inside the 30. They're going to be down right about there. So 29, 30-yard line. That's where Homedale will start its first possession after the Bulldogs go 3 and out.
Boy, nice punt there by Will Hurst, 46 yards net. Good job there by that special teams unit.
Yeah, serious hang time on that first on the punt. So the quarterback is number 15, Jackson Dines, and Hayden Kinchlow. That
3 or 4 more. So 2nd and 5 coming up.
Yeah, just getting the ball, and the man was into some space there for Kinchlow, Chris, and he just comes out of the backfield, catches a nice little. And, 5 yards for Homedale there on that first down play. Make it 6. Nothing going there for Kinchlow as they hand it off, tried to go off to the right side, and that play is all bottled up there. Good job by, I believe that's Hurst, knock him short. Actually, the opposite side. I can't get the number, Chris, but stops him up by a 1-yard gain.
So we got a 3rd down coming up. 3rd down and about 3 for Homedale. And we've got the quarterback, Dines, rolling, looking. He's trying to get a throw out. It's incomplete. And we've got a roughing the passer penalty.
No,
that's too bad. I mean, an interference on the Bulldogs, sorry. But, boy, that's too bad because that ball wasn't even close, Jay.
Wasn't catchable. But
Jack Zimmerman put his right arm on the back of the body of the shirt, pulled him down before the ball could get there, and not allowing him to make the play. That's a costly mistake there by the juniors, Jack Zimmerman.
So that's going to be enough for a first down on what would have been a three and out. So the penalty on the defensive, and that's just a case of not seeing the ball, Jay, because if you see where the ball's headed, you're not going to be doing anything with that receiver because he wasn't even close to it.
No, absolutely. It's a big penalty, too. About 15 yards puts Holmdel into the Bulldog territory.
There's a pass caught, immediately brought down. The pass is thrown to Mason Strong. He gets about 7 or 8. It's going to be second and down.
About 6 yards on that. Just a little quick hitch to the left side. McCorkle's given us plenty of space, and good job by the quarterback there, just delivering the ball and a nice catch.
And now the Bulldogs are going to jump offside. So the Bulldogs showing some of the effects of the long bus ride. And, Pat, I just wanted to let you know that the network went down here. You should be able to refire the ice cast and get us back on the internet broadcast.
Refire the ice cast and get us back on the internet broadcast. It's all set back up. So enough for a first down as the Bulldogs give Holmdel their second first down via penalty.
Yeah, again, Durrell just up front there. He's right over top of the nose of the football, Chris, and why he falls for that in the ball, he move on the ball.
Jackson Dines back again, throwing. He's got a man. It's dropped. Trying to get it to Kinchlow. The pass was a little low and behind him, and probably should have been a completion. Second down and 10 coming up.
Yeah, the quarterback, Dines, just kind of thrown off his back foot, kind of throws it out a little bit wide to the right, but definitely a catchable ball there. That was looking not to be much as he was well covered, but definitely a catchable ball there for Holmdel.
So it'll be second down and 10. The ball is at the Bulldog 39-yard line. First possession for Holmdel. Dines keeps it. Runs it off to the near side, gets to the outside, and near first down yardage. Going to be close. Just got right outside of one of the Bulldogs. Joseph Hughes couldn't chase him down, and it's going to be third down and a couple of coming up for the homestanding Holmdel Trojans.
Yeah, again, Hughes right there just didn't react to the play. The outside linebacker, he had him kind of dead to rights, but Dines showing the quick feet and some elusiveness, makes a miss and picks up 7 yards.
So third and 3 coming up. Power backfield. They've got a fullback in there. Whose number I can't quite.
Number 20 there.
Is it 20? I couldn't tell. We are sort of low. Yep, Willie White. As the signals come in. Wow, their signal callers have gloves on. Back to pass Dines. We've got a procedure. So that's going to turn a third and 3 into a third and 8. And a little sloppy here early. As these two teams are just getting started, 7:50 left in the first quarter. And this so far non-scoring update brought to you by Northwest Auto Body and Towing, with two locations to serve you in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Since 1976, providing quality repairs throughout North Idaho.
Yeah, now they put the Bulldogs put them in Holmdel, kind of where they want them, in a third down and long situation here. Obviously, most likely two down territory, so maybe Holmdel's not looking to get that first down. Throw another quick hitter. So far, everything from Dines has been really quick, nothing downfield.
So Dines now fakes the handoff, drops, looking deep, going deep, throwing, and he's got a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown. They threw it to Mason Strong, who had his man beat big time, and just like that, it's 6-0 Holmdel.
Boy, yeah, just one-on-one coverage from McCorkle against Strong, and Strong showing some speed. He beats him. He's got him by about 5 yards. Ball a little bit underthrown, allows McCorkle to get back into it, but all too late. That's a touchdown for Holmdel.
So extra point coming your way. It's down. It is up. It is good, and it's 7-0 Holmdel. We'll be back with the ensuing kickoff in 60 seconds here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
There's a live drive kick that goes over the head of the Bulldog receivers and into the end zone. So the Bulldogs will take over on the 25-yard line after the kickoff. And, Jay, Sandpoint looks a little out of sorts here early.
A little out of sorts. You know, you're giving them two first downs. The big one here back in, around the 30-yard line, the pass interference call against Jack Zimmerman really gave Homedale a little advantage, pushes the ball across the 50-yard line into Bulldog territory, and then another first down. Really, just out of sorts, kind of gave them that touchdown here to start the game, but they should have been off the field early.
So first down, Bulldogs, 25-yard line. Heading into the sun, there's a handoff to Cox, who finds some room, breaks it to the outside, and then gets stacked up. He's going to have just a few out to the 22. Looked like he could have cut that in, Jay, but he tried to extend it to the outside, and there was just a hole. Hassle of red jerseys out
there. Yeah, boy, Homedale speed just really rallied to the football, Chris. You know, they got the size up front, but that speed of the linebacker crew really just closed down that gap. As again, I think, you know, Cox thinking he's going to bump it outside. He should have stuck it right up in the middle and put his head down.
So second down and 8 after the gain of 2. Back to pass Pettit. Looking, being rushed. Gets out of the rush, but runs right into the folks in the front line. That's going to be a loss back to the original line of scrimmage. It's third down and 10.
Yeah, again, Cox looking to his right, looking for Max Frank. He's pretty well guarded down the sideline as he breaks it off about 15 yards downfield, but really just couldn't see any. Where he wanted to throw the ball, there's nothing there, and the pressure gets to him as that offensive line just kind of buckles a little too long for Cox to hold on to that football.
So third down now, Bulldogs. Garrett Cox right behind Parker Pettit. Pettit collapsed, takes the snap, drops, looks, tries to go, and they were trying to run a pump and go, and Max Frank ran into the defensive player who was guarding him, and so that pretty much put a kibosh on that, and the Bulldogs are going to have to punt it again.
Yeah, again, just the poor footing out there for the Bulldogs. And, Max Frank, he's looking Max Frank the whole way, and he just runs right into him, falls down. And, there's no defensive foul there. As the Bulldogs just off to a really bad start here.
So Hurst in to punt it away. Good snap. Kick is away. It's another high one. This one much shorter. Hits and takes a Homedale bounce
back to
the 40. And the Bulldogs finally down it. So Homedale off to a brilliant start. They score on their first possession. Bulldogs are 3-and-out twice. And now the Trojans have it at the Bulldog 39-yard line to start their second possession.
Yeah, again, the Bulldogs just haven't got off the bus yet, Chris. But, hey, you know what? Coach Knowles didn't get them engaged here. And, this defense, should have been off the field here that first drive. Big play, big pass play for the touchdown. But, got to hang in there. Get through this first little couple series here, and hopefully things will settle down.
So, again, Homedale looking over to the sidelines. Bulldogs defense deployed, ready to make a stand here. Hand off right up the middle. It's a fake, and the quarterback keeps it to the outside. He's got a lot of room. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's into the end zone. Simple ball fake, and then the quarterback keeps it around the end. No contain, no pursuit. Bulldogs hitting the mouth early, Jay. We'll have to see if they can respond. Down now 13-0.
Everybody keying on Kinslow, and boy, great job. He just reads that defensive end crash, and he gets to the outside. Blowing covers here by the outside linebacker or the strong safety, Chris, and that allows Dines to get outside and take it 39 yards to the house.
So 14-0 now the score as Homedale jumps all over the Bulldogs here early. This scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun.
Kind of reminiscent, Chris, of the way the Coeur d'Alene game started.
You know,
the Bulldogs just found themselves in a hole. Found themselves in a hole early. Got down early, 14-0. Not quite this quickly, Chris, but they were able to kind of stay the course. This offense really needs to do a better job of moving the football, coming up with some plays. But again, same spot. No need to panic. It's early in the game. But I tell you what, Homedale is pretty impressive. They got a couple key guys out here that can really, really flat out fly.
Well, no doubt about that. And if you are, the Bulldogs, and you think that, you can't imagine they were taking anything or anyone lightly, considering what Homedale's done and their record and where they finished last year and what their ranking is. But so far, the Bulldogs are not really equating themselves too awfully well early in this one. There's another line drive kick is going to be taken. And again, through the hands of the Bulldog receiver, back deep. Dunkel can't corral the line drive kick. Maybe he should step back closer to the end line.
Well, absolutely. But, hey, we'll take that ball to 20-yard line. Let's see what the offense can do. We got to get Parker going here. He's been involved with three carries here and two of those sacks, and it's just not a good way to start for this offensive line. And hats off to this Homedale defense. They locked down on the receivers pretty tight, and we'd like to see this balance attack kind of get going here with Garrett Cox and Parker Pettit.
So Cox is standing right behind Pettit. Bulldogs already down 14-0. 5:28 left here in this first quarter, and it's been all Homedale so far. There's a handoff to Cox. Cox goes up the middle. Cox drives forward. He's still on his feet.
There you go.
He's going to get about 9, maybe 10. They'll give him first down yardage. So that time, the offensive line, little space, and Cox doing what he does best, dragging guys with him.
Yeah, just hard running right there as he gets hit right at the line of scrimmage, Chris, but he just blows through that guy and then able to carry another defender for a first down, 11-yard gain.
There's another handoff to Cox. This time he's met in the backfield. He can't get started. They shoot the linebacker up into the gap, and by the time Cox looked up, there was a red jersey staring him in the face.
Yeah, just nothing happened there off that right side. As the Bulldogs look to go to a little hurry up here, but, boy, that's just poor blocking up on that right side of the offensive line, Chris.
Yeah, loss of 2 makes it second down and 12. Pettit claps, fakes, looks, throws it to Frank on the screen, and that's covered up. That's going to be no gain on the play, maybe a loss. So after a first down, the Bulldogs are looking at another third and long. Third and 11. And the Bulldogs passing offense, Jay, apparently consists of heave it deep or throw it sideways.
Yeah, just the speed from the linebackers is going to be troubling for this offensive line and this blocking out to the outside. So, boy, that just had no chance from the get-go.
So Pettit with Cox right beside him. Fakes a handoff, drops. Big rush, throws it across the middle. It's incomplete. Wouldn't have been anywhere near a first down as he was trying to get it to Ari Vandenberg. Pettit didn't have much time to unload that, and now the Bulldogs are going to have to punt it again.
Yeah, it looked like that, again, a lot of pressure brought by the Homedale. They're bringing linebackers. Linemen, pick us up if you can. And forced to throw the ball a little bit early, but a little bit of contact, a little bit of grab of the jersey on Ari, but the ball still was underthrown a little bit, and that play wasn't going anywhere.
So it's time for the Bulldog defense to step up and restore some order. There's a kick that's going to be missed. Oh, it's ball's loose. It touched it. Bulldogs might have it.
Nah.
Ball's still loose. They couldn't come up with it. Looks like Homedale's going to have it. Boy, the receiver tried to get that on the run. Couldn't get it. Went through his hands. One of the Bulldogs had a real chance at it.
Well, yeah, Owen Wimmer's got to be able to corral that ball in there, just grab that ball and suck it in. But, boy, big break there for Homedale as the Bulldogs looking to come up with the first big play of the game for them.
So with on the bright side for the Bulldogs, it's inside the 20-yard line, it looks like, or just outside the 20. About the 21 is where Homedale will start at first and 10 on this third possession, leading at 14-0 with 3:30 left in this first quarter of play. Glad you're along with us here on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103 for Bulldog football. And Sandpoint needs to wake up, and apparently so does one of the linemen for Homedale, as Homedale's going to have to spend a timeout as the lineman runs on late. Instead of taking a 5-yard penalty, Homedale will call timeout.
Yeah, boy, Homedale showed up ready to play, Chris, and the Bulldogs here just a little bit of flat coming out of the gate. A couple big plays that turned into touchdowns for Homedale. And the Bulldogs are going to have to scrape themselves out of there. They got to figure something out offensively right now. Just nothing fluid at all going at all.
No, except for the one run. Nothing really on the ground and through the air. It's been a rough go for Parker Pettit so far. I think he's got one completion in this contest so far.
Two completions. He's tried to throw a few other ones, but it's been sacked and had to tuck it down. Yeah, nice night for football, though, Chris. I tell you,
it's beautiful.
This defense is going to have to kind of step up the game here. They've been playing lights out all year long, but kind of hit right in the face here to start this game.
Well, I think the Bulldogs are expecting a pretty heavy dose of the running back, and right now it's the quarterback is doing all the damage with his legs and arms, and see if the Bulldogs can make that adjustment as they send a man in motion to the near side, two wides. Handoff is a fake again, and again, big running room for the quarterback as he gets out across the 35 to the 40. Just couldn't be any simpler, Jay. Jackson Dines just fakes the handoff, runs to the outside, and it's open space.
Yeah. It's absolutely wide open. And again, the Bulldogs aren't used to really facing this kind of offense where they have a tight end set and they're all kind of tied in there, tight end set with five guys on the line of scrimmage. But the Bulldogs are really struggling to kind of figure this out as the quarterback option has been wide open twice now.
So the officials call timeout. They're over talking to the coaches on the near side. Now the referee heads back to the center of the field and we'll get first and 10 going. Ball at the 35-yard line, so a 15-yard gain on first down for Dines and Homedale. The red-clad Trojans so far dominating the Bulldogs early. Hand up the middle, nothing.
Well, he's hit hard there by West.
He was hit hard.
I think that was Joseph Hughes, actually.
Multiple Bulldogs combined. Boy, they give him about 1.5, so second down and 8 coming up.
Boy, he was all downhill there, the big-bodied running back there, about 210 pounds, Chris. He brought a load, and, boy, he was stopped dead in his tracks there on that hit.
So second down coming up. Big possession for the Bulldog defense. They need to get off the field here, give the Sandpoint offense a chance to start getting untracked. Dines turns, throws. He's got a man, but he short hops him. There wasn't a Bulldog within 15 yards of the receiver who just ran out about 3 yards and then turned and cut. And the Bulldog defender on the far side was bailing out. So now it's going to be 3rd and 8.
Yeah, good spot here for the Bulldogs. Last time we were in this situation, we got a pass interference call. We'll see if the Bulldogs defense can get off the field here and not shoot themselves in the foot. Looked for them to maybe run that option again. It's been wide open twice to see if the Bulldogs have been able to counter that and make some adjustments.
So Dines in the backfield. Kinchlow right next to him, who goes out for a pass. Dines drops, looks. He's going to run. He's got room. He's got a first down. He's got more. He's got a first down across the Bulldog 50. So far, it's Jackson Dines, the junior quarterback, who's just carving up the Bulldogs. That time the pressure came. He looked to his left and said, I got 15 yards. I'll just take them.
Boy, heads up play there by Dines. 17 yards on that carry. Another first down for Homedale. But somebody's got to spot the quarterback. The kid's got some legs. He's got some legs on him. He can outrun most Bulldogs here right now.
So ball at the Bulldog 48-yard line as Dines has been the man so far. He's run for a touchdown. He's passed for a touchdown. He keeps it again on the option, and again, he's wide open.
Wow.
He's got 10 more yards and another first down just off the right side.
Pretty simple stuff, Chris. Is again, Dines is reading what the Bulldogs' defense is going to give him, and he's taken right now. So the Bulldogs really on their heels here. He just falls up short here of the first down. It's going to be second down and a short one.
So they give him 9 on that one. And we're coming to a critical juncture in this game, Jay. I know that the Bulldogs were down 21-0 two weeks ago and managed to mount a comeback and take the lead. But you don't want to go down 21-0 here. This time a pitch to the outside. Bulldogs have it corralled pretty well, but it's going to be enough for a first down. Looked like they would have had him in the backfield, but there was a missed tackle. And a first down and 10 after a gain of about 2.
Yeah, Lane Dunkel had him stopped about 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but you know, just a little stutter step, and you know, and he just cuts back up in the middle, Chris, and is able to get enough for the first down.
So first and 10, ball back inside the Bulldog 40-yard line at the 37. It's Bulldog football here on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio. Back to pass, the quarterback looking, throwing. He's got a man; it's wide open. Another first down, and right now the Bulldogs can't stop, can't move it, and well on their way to going down 21-0. That pass completed to Trenton Fisher.
Yeah, just a tight end drag across the field, Chris, and a linebacker just can't keep up with him, and a pretty easy rollout to the right. He waits for his tight end across the field, and pretty easy pitch and catch.
One quarter in the books. It's been all Homedale. We'll be back with the second quarter as the Bulldogs trail at 14-0 here on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio.
Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join their team. They have immediate openings for kitchen staff and servers. If you're interested in Jalapeno's team, apply in person at Jalapeno's on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Available for immediate interview, sign-on bonus, stay-on bonus, competitive pay, and a great work environment. Jalapeno's is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also great for takeout.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
And here we are back in Homedale with the homestanding Trojans inside the Bulldog 25-yard line, or just outside. There's a handoff, Kinchlow up the middle. He's going to be brought down after he gains about 4, so second down. And well, they'll give him 5, so second and 5 coming up. And it's been pretty easy so far for Homedale, Jay. They've pretty much had their pick of whatever they want to do. Run it, throw it.
Absolutely. Just keeping the Bulldogs' defense off balance, not knowing exactly what they're going to do. Very good job of coaching by Homedale on that offensive side. The Bulldogs don't know if they're, you know, what's going on right now. Just a lot of misdirection, a lot of options, and then the quick hitch, quick passes.
Jackson Dines back to pass, looking, throwing. He's got a man open. It's caught, just a simple slant. That pass is completed to number 7, Jeffrey Lane. That's going to be good for a first down inside the Bulldog 15 at about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, pretty easy. Pretty easy so far here for Homedale.
Dines looks over to the sideline one final time. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs into the gap, runs to the outside, heads to the end zone, and he is going to be in after some missed tackles, it looks like.
Boy, about 13 yards on that quarterback option. The Bulldogs still unable to figure it out. Kind of reminiscent of Coeur d'Alene last year, Chris, where, you know.
Couldn't stop the guy out of the backfield, the swing pass.
Right, just couldn't stop it, gave up big yards. And here we are here again saying the same thing. It's like who's got the quarterback on the option keep? And right now, Bulldogs have no answer. They dug themselves a big hole.
So 20-0 as the extra point is no good, and the Bulldogs will get the football. So far being thoroughly dominated, 22-0. And I want to take a moment and mention someone for a moment here, Jay. It was brought to my attention by Coach Paloa today that former Bulldog sound guy, someone close to the Bulldog program, and my former co-workers, Bashful Dan Young, is in the hospice right now in Spokane. So we just want to send out our thoughts and our prayers to Dan, a longtime Bulldog fan and supporter. And
one of the biggest Bulldogs there is out there for Dan Young. And, boy, my hearts go out to him and his family. And I know he's been struggling health-wise here over the course of the last few years, Chris. But, that's I didn't know that. That's I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so, we wish Dan and his family all the best in these difficult times. And the Bulldogs are going to get the football here. And they really need to this offensive possession is pretty much going to tell the tale. They need to get some points up on this one. There's a kick down and a return out to the 23-yard line. They say there's a fumble. Let's see. And there is. The Bulldogs fumble the kick return. And
boy, last thing you need to happen right there, Chris, is a turnover. And, boy, it looked like Lane Dunkel just got to the right side there. And Homedale guy got him from the side and was able to strip that ball free. And, boy, they recover it. And actually, after recovery, they're able to pick up another 5 or 6 yards as the Bulldogs now find themselves in this unfortunate situation. As they are in serious trouble at this one to keep this one in check.
Wow. There's 1 minute and 20 seconds gone here in this second quarter, and the Bulldogs are looking at being housed out of here before they get a chance to get too far into the second quarter.
Yeah, now Homedale will go. They're in no hurry now, Chris.
Yeah. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He misses a tackle. Bulldogs apparently can't tackle the quarterback. He ran right by a Bulldog in the hole, and he's got another first down and goal all the way down to the 4-yard line.
Boy, I tell you what, this offensive coordinator for the Homedale, he's calling all the right buttons. And I tell you what, that quarterback is dynamic, Chris. He's elusive, and a Bulldog had him right there, stopped dead on at the line of scrimmage, and he made him whiff. He grabbed air, and boy, Homedale's looking to put this one away early.
So first and goal once again for Homedale, already leading it 20-0. Jackson Dines, who's done everything, now he hands it off and into the end zone. This one goes to number 21, Trenton Fisher. And it's 26-0 in favor of Homedale. Woo! Jay, talking to Coach Knowles about this game, he says, we got to learn how to travel, how to get off the bus on these road games. It's the reason we scheduled this, because we keep having our season end. And there's another extra point missed too early somewhere in eastern Idaho. Well, I'm not sure that the Bulldogs got that message.
Boy, this formula hasn't worked so far. You know, and I'll tell you this, Chris, it's not necessarily the defensive side of the ball, even though they're struggling, but this offense has been, 3-3 and out so far, and have done nothing against this. Really looks to be a pretty formidable defense. The offense has got to help out the defense here and sustain a drive. So it's a struggle on both sides. But, I tell you what, the field bar's got to figure out this offense and get something rolling.
Well, it's offense, it's defense, it's special teams. It's all three phases right now for the Bulldogs that aren't getting it done. You fumbled on the last special teams play. You've had two kicks before that go into the end zone without any return. They go through your hands. And a pretty dejected bunch of Bulldogs over there on the far side. And they got to figure out, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played. At this point, it's about coming up with showing some pride in what you're doing out there,
this,
right?
This is exactly what you do. It's like going, hey, you know,
we didn't come all this way to get, you know, have 50 or something put on us and just get embarrassed.
Yeah, boy, it speaks a lot about how well these guys are for Homedale, how good they are and how well they're coached, and they're really taking it to this Bulldog team. And again, we haven't seen the Bulldogs do much. Again, that bus ride is, those legs just don't seem to be there, that bounce, that energy that you want, you hope for when they get you down here. It's been a struggle.
So here's a kick that's going to be taken by McCorkle inside the 10. They set up the return on the far side. McCorkle's got some room. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. McCorkle's at the 50, and he's going to be knocked down at the 45-yard line of Homedale. Finally, something for the Bulldogs to cheer about as Luke McCorkle brings that one back about 50 yards. And the Bulldogs with their first chance to get something rolling here.
Boy, a little bit of life there by the Bulldogs. Good job of wedge blocking that to the right side as the Bulldogs had it set up. And good job and job blocking just on that right side. All those guys prepared. But that's what the Bulldogs need, a little shot in the arm here. Hopefully they can punch one in here.
So the Bulldogs with Jackson Pettit.
Parker Pettit,
that's right. And Garrett Cox right beside him. Parker back, looking, throwing. He's got Cox out of the backfield down the middle. He makes a move at the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone, and just like that, the Bulldogs, one play and in. Beautiful play call. Great throw, and that's the first time we've seen Garrett Cox really stretch the defense out of the backfield down the middle, and there was nobody there to cover. And just like that, Bulldogs are on the board.
Well, it was much needed play there, Chris. But again, it just, you know, what makes that happen is that play takes a long time, is that pass protection up the middle, you know, by that offensive line, and they give Parker Pettit enough time to let Parker Pettit work his way down the middle of the field on that play action fake. And boy, great catch, too, by Garrett Cox.
Extra point is up, and it is good. And just like that, it's 26-7. Bulldogs score. We'll take time out, and we'll be back on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103 after this.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Come out and enjoy the taste and lake views at Ivano's Del Lago, located on the Sam Owen Peninsula on Lake Pendere. Our location provides the best sunsets on the lake. Ivano's Del Lago is open now for lunch and dinners, Wednesday through Sunday. Open at noon till 8:30 for the last seating. Make your reservations now. Daily specials by Skip and back by demand, coconut lime cocktail by Tim. Ivano's, a Sandpoint tradition for over 36 years. Call today, 208-264-0466.
All right, Chris Chepper and Jay Vandenberg along with you here on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio. And Jay, going to look at the glass half full situation. There's a lot of football left to be played.
A lot of football left to play here, Chris. And the Bulldogs, boy, they had to answer quick, and they did with that 45-yard touchdown pass from Pettit to Cox.
Well, the kick goes into the end zone, so it'll be a touchback. And starting from the 20 will be Homedale. And,
you know, the Bulldogs here, you know, right now, you know, they've held that Kinchlow to – you know, 4 carries for 8 yards, Chris, but Dines has carried the ball 7 times for 117 and a pair of touchdowns. So, you know, barely through one quarter, he's already over 100 yards.
And he threw for one.
And he's thrown, and he, you know, he is. He's thrown for 73 yards. So he's accounted for almost, 190 yards of total offense so far here in the first quarter and plus.
So Dines this time fakes the snap, looks to the sidelines. He's got Kinchlow right behind him. Bulldogs shifting on defense. Dines hands it off to Kinchlow, who heads up into the line. There's nothing there on first down, so it'll be second down and 10 as Kinchlow has another very short game. Actually, they'll give him one, so it'll be second and 9.
Yeah, nothing happened off that right side. Bulldogs' defense front did a good job. And, you know, boy, I believe it's Levi Ballison off that right side of that defense was able to kind of get back there and not give Clincho any place to run.
Dines back throwing, lobs it out. It's incomplete.
Boy, a lot of room.
I mean, that's an easy five-yard out pitch and catch. It just the pass was too high and too wide. So third and nine, Jay, and if the Bulldogs could stop the end around from the quarterback here on third down.
Boy, when they need to get out the field, this is the time to do it, yeah.
Yes. All of a sudden, you could think about getting back into this game if you can get a stop and another score here.
Yeah, Bartle on that right side gave about 15 yards. It's just an easy completion there. But thank God Dines finally missed.
So Dines rolls, throws it. It's incomplete.
Yeah, it's not catchable.
The ball's thrown out of bounds. So it's going to be fourth down. And just like that, the Bulldog offense gets a score. The defense gets a stop. And now Garrett Cox is going to drop back, and the Bulldogs should get decent field position.
Absolutely. You know, Barlow didn't fake on that double move, Chris, to that far side. He's on one-on-one coverage out there. And, you know, the little bump as the receiver does that double move, runs into him, kind of slows him off his route. But the ball thrown way too wide for any kind of interference call.
Snap back, kick is away. It's a nice spiraling kick. It's going to hit and roll dead at the 36-yard line. As Garrett Cox treats a punted football as if it has nuclear particles attached to it.
It's kryptonite.
He doesn't really want anything to do with that. That would have been the perfect time to call a fair catch and save about 12-15 yards.
Yeah, you know, I think he still had some time to catch the ball and maybe look and get a few positive yards. But hey, you know what? Maybe that's coached up. And just get away from the ball. Let's take our chance. Let's not do anything stupid in this situation. Let's get back. Let's claw ourselves back in this game.
All right, Bulldogs with a chance now, with the football on first down. Hand off to Cox. Cox stutter steps, gets to the outside, then plows forward, and we're gonna have a hold on the Bulldogs.
Just tackled him.
You can't do that?
Can't tackle him, Chris.
Oh, okay. Well, so just what the Bulldogs need now, a first and 20.
Yeah, off that right side of that line, I didn't get the number. Maybe it was 62, but, boy, he had him pretty locked up. Cox is already to the outside.
Well,
let him go, and instead he holds on to him and, you know, doesn't let him go, and he ends up falling on him. Unfortunate there for the Bulldogs on that offensive front. Big play, negated.
So first and 20. Pettit fakes the handoff. No, gives it to Cox. Cox cuts it back up the middle, drives forward. Nice little gain, maybe five on first down. Out across the 30 to the 32. 26-7 in favor of Homedale. 8:06 left here in the first half. This scoring update brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized Dish retailer, locally owned and operated, ready to help you. A proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports. So the Bulldogs on second and 15. Low snap. Pettit looking. Throwing deep. He's got a man out there. It's Vandenberg. It's almost intercepted as the safety read that pretty well and almost came up with it.
Boy, yeah, just a go route to that outside. And, boy, that safety got over there pretty quick. Not a whole lot of pressure on Pettit, but that ball, lucky it wasn't picked off as Vandenberg had a step on him, but that safety closed in fast.
So the Bulldogs now facing a third down and 15. Pettit claps, looks, pressured, looks to throw, does. He's got a man out there. It is just over the outstretched arms of Nathan Robert, an incomplete, going for the home run, Jay, and that's going to be punting time for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Robert has his hands out about 10 yards before the ball gets there. He's slowing down as the ball is pretty well thrown, but you got to run through that ball, put your hands up at the last second. Pretty well thrown ball by Pettit, but Robert's got to do a better job of running through that ball, but on that out and up. Unfortunate break there for the Bulldogs. You know, that gave, that possession was a chance for them to get back in this game.
Snap is high, but Hurst is tall. There's a nice kick. It's going to hit at the 30. Going to be taken at about the 25. A return to the near side. Lots of room. And then that room closes down at about the 38. Looks like Ari in there. Ari Vandenberg along with number 22.
West Benefield.
So the Bulldogs special teams.
Pretty good punt there, Chris, but it just took that wicked quick hop right into the receiver's hands. Anything opposite would have been pinned that Homedale offense deep, but Homedale gets decent field position here at the 39 here to start this drive with just under 7.5 minutes to play in this half.
Yeah, Mason Strong, who I believe has one of the touchdowns in
he
the
does.
Game. So it's back on offense for Homedale. 7:26 left till half. They lead it 26-7. We've got the Columbia Bank halftime show coming your way. And there's another quarterback keeper. This time the Bulldogs do a pretty good job on that one. Just a yard or two. So second and eight coming up.
Yeah, just a quarterback keeper. They, you know, going with the hot hand there, Chris, and the Bulldogs are able to clamp down and stop him after a pretty good spot. I don't even think he got that far, but it looks like they're going to give him about 2.5, maybe 3 yards on that carry.
So second down coming up.
Actually, yard marker's got him marked way up there. Now he's backed it up a little bit. Little Homedale cooking there.
Yeah, no doubt, as you would expect. Fake handoff, back to pass, looking, now going to run and run out of room after a no gain or maybe even a loss of one. We'll see where they spot that. So it's going to be third down and eight now. Ball at the Homedale 42. They need to get to the 49, so we'll call it third and seven. No gain on that play. Good job by the Bulldogs. Nice pursuit that time as well when the play broke down.
Yeah, Jacob Hughes that time spotting the guy. Pretty well covered downfield, Chris. He's looking to, again, throw the ball down the field deep to some of the speedy wide receivers, but pretty well covered. And Jason Hughes sees on his key, finds the quarterback, runs him out of bounds.
So the Trojans now put two receivers out to the left. They've got two near side. We've got a delay of game against Homedale, so that's going to mark them back five. One of the few things Homedale has done wrong in this game so far. They've had a delay. They had a false start penalty. Of course, that didn't stop them in their earlier drive.
Yeah, it's a big play here for the Bulldogs as it pushes Homedale now into that third and seven to now you're looking at third down and 13, a long 12.
Jackson Dines, back to pass, looking, rolling. Now he's going to have to run. There's flags all over the place, and Dines goes backwards out of bounds. There's a flag in the middle of the field. Could be in the Bulldogs' defensive backfield.
It's going to be a roughing call, I think, on Wes Benefield. He just crunched the receiver coming across the field. You know, Wes is saying that's inadvertent. You know, I'm running to go get the quarterback, and you know, just because I run into him doesn't mean it's, you know, interference.
So another defensive penalty that will keep a Homedale drive alive.
Well, that's a little home cooking down here, South.
Yeah,
Chris,
no
again.
Kidding, man. That's going to turn it into a first and 10.
What is it, a spot foul from here and then?
Yeah, at the end of the play, they marked it forward 15. It shouldn't be an automatic first down. They probably should reset those chains. It should be third down again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying it's third down. So they got to reset the chains back to where they were before. So it was about the...
About the 34-yard line?
Yeah, I think they need to get to the 49, I think, was the first down marker. So it should be
They're going to say they're going back to the 34.
was the 49. It was, because I remember from the 43, I think, anyway. So where they have it spotted now.
No, that's just not. That's just not.
Wrong.
That's terrible. Oh, now they got the first down.
Now they got the first down. Hey, yeah, move it back.
Go to the 49. Oh, so, man, they got it all messed up. It certainly wasn't on the 45.
No, it was not. The first down was not the 45. Whoops. Little confusion. So it's going to be third and one. Again, it should have been fourth down. They'll now run the clock. The chain gang still doesn't have an idea where they should be spotted.
Well, now it's a first down if they spot it there.
So apparently it's third and inches. Jeez. It's a calamity of errors from the official standpoint. It should be third and five.
Should be third and five.
And Coach Knowles is jumping around a little bit. So now they're going to give him the first down by the spot. Yeah, just put the chains wherever you want, guys. Yep, they're going to make it first and 10, it looks like.
Wow. Well, we've seen everything. Does it move the barometer at all?
Yeah. Man, that is. And it's not the chain gang. It's the officials who told the chain gang to move, and then they couldn't remember where the ball should be
spotted.
Another
big penalty there by the Bulldogs. Cost them a fourth and get out of this.
Cost them possession. So there's a handoff up the middle. Pretty good run. Near first down yardage again before the Bulldogs are able to stand up but not take down. Hayden Kinchlow gets about 10. It's going to be, they're going to call him just short, so second down and one, they'll say.
Boy, Knowles has got to be frustrated. He had two opportunities to get out the field and two just costly penalties there on Bulldogs that just louse these Homedale Titans. Are they Titans?
They are Trojans.
Trojans.
And you don't want to mess with the Trojan. He's in a bad mood, too. The Trojan mascot is not having it. Okay, got a little clock issue. It's easy to understand the clock operator falling asleep there for a second after the, you know, chain gang debacle on the far side for about the last 5 minutes. So second and one coming up now for Homedale inside Bulldog territory at the 47. Bulldogs trailing at 26-7. There's the quarterback keeper to the outside. Plenty of room. He's got a blocker. He's finally
holding right there. Holding right there.
Oh, then they're going to call a roughing at the end when Wes Benefield pushed the quarterback when he was 2 yards.
He's out now.
He was 2 yards in the field still. Bulldogs losing their composure and getting home.
Little home cooking. There's a holding there by the receiver on the outside, too, right at the end of the play. And then he got the roughing. That's tit for tat. But that's a, boy, the Bulldogs just, man, real disappointing.
Then there was an extra at the end. So there were at least 3 flags on the field, it looks like. The official's now talking it over. We haven't seen the indication yet. Now we get it. And a dead ball personal foul against the Bulldogs. So I don't know about the personal foul, Jay, but the original roughing was a terrible call. Because
he was on the field of play
when he was pushed. And just because the track is, you know,
it's like, they're basically about a yard and a half off the field there. But, yeah, absolutely.
The track, the cement's like 3 yards off the field. But the push, he was still on the field of play.
He wasn't going out of bounds, I'll tell you this.
No, he wasn't going out of bounds.
He wasn't at an angle. That's funny. But, hey, we hold our head and keep our composure.
Yeah,
we got one guy over here just, hey, we're wrong. But we're watching the game, too. So
5:20 left. The Bulldogs are going to call timeout. We will as well. And we'll be back here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103 after this.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free passing, and totally free touchdowns. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of North Idaho High School football so you can listen to games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark has the best selection of Huckleberry products and souvenir items in our area, along with a wide variety of souvenir clothing and unique gifts for you and everyone on your list.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
All right, we are back. Chris Chapper and Jay Vandenberg along with you. Glad you've joined us tonight here on Rock 103 on North Idaho's radio or online at rock103fm.com. No, our halftime guest is calling a Bulldog comeback. So I just got that via text. And we will be having Chris Knowles on at halftime with Bob Witte during the Columbia Bank halftime show.
The $100.
Of course, the refereeing is going to have to get a little more unbiased. And there's a quarterback keeper to the outside.
Boy, good running there.
Good running and a couple of missed tackles. It's going to be second and goal from about the 6.
Well, that
penalties on get off the field plays have really been the costliest thing of all the things so far for the Bulldogs, Jay.
That's 3 of them so far in this game, Chris. And then, I tell you, hats off to the quarterback there. He's a strong kid. He's doing a good job of making that first guy miss and making it really tough on these Bulldogs.
Second down and goal. Again, up the middle. Driving forward, and he's going to be stopped short. It's going to be third and goal. So run right up the middle once again for Jackson Dines, just following his offensive line for about 3.
Just clock starts to run down here within almost about 4 minutes by the time this next snap.
So Dines comes off the field for this one.
No, he's still on the field
there. Sorry. They hand it off to Kinchlow, and he looks
he's got
a touchdown. He does. 32 for the Homedale Trojans as they are putting it on the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs helping them out immensely.
Helping them out immensely, but they still haven't gotten off the bus, Chris. And, boy, it's got to be pretty frustrating here for Coach Knowles to be seeing this defense getting kind of pounded.
Manhandled, yeah. Yeah, manhandled.
They're going to go for 2, Chris. Why not?
Why not? You've missed 2 extra points, so you might as well give it a go. So Dines now out of the pistol, back to pass, looking, throwing. He's got a man who falls down.
Oh, he's acting over there.
Little, yeah. Well, why not? It's worked so far. This scoring update here with the Bulldogs trailing at 32-7 and 4:03 left in the first half is brought to you by Interstate Concrete, a proud sponsor of Bulldog football for more than 30 years.
We'll need to get the AD over here too. The guy's kind of harassing us a little bit, Chris. This is kind of he's harassing us here. Sorry, but that's just not called for. This guy needs to go. I'll be right back.
Okay. Bulldogs are going to get the football now. As Homedale's getting set to kick it away. Back deep for Sandpoint, Lane Dunkel. Luke McCorkle. Doing the kicking duties, number 59. That is Diego Cortez. Cortez puts his foot into it. It's a short kick. It's going to be taken by Dunkel. Dunkel hands it to McCorkle on the reverse, looking for some running room, not finding any. He's going to be knocked down at about the 21-yard line. So that's where the Bulldog offense will take over. First and 10 at the 21. The Bulldog faithful across the way, a little stunned at the proceedings so far. So the Bulldogs now put out, empty the backfield for Parker Pettit. Five wides and Pettit back to pass, looking, throwing. He's got Cox out of the backfield who breaks a tackle, drives forward. He's got a first down. Pettit to Cox, good for 12. And it's a first down for Sandpoint. Back to pass. Another nice catch by Garrett Cox for 9. So it's going to be second down and 1 as we continue on here from Homedale. Okay. Back to pass, Pettit. Pettit looking, throwing. He's got a man out there. It's incomplete, going for Max Frank. Frank going up against the safety. So a third down and short coming up for the Bulldogs now. Third and 1. As the Bulldogs trying to keep this drive alive. Back to pass, Pettit looking, throwing. He's got a man. It's Ari Vandenberg. He makes the catch. He's got a first down. So the Bulldogs move the chains with 2:40 left and the clock running. Trying to get another score up. And we've got a timeout on the field as the officials come in. Stop the clock with 2:35 remaining here in this first half. 32-7 Homedale. The scoring update brought to you by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant. Don't forget to check out the Jalapeno stat page at halftime. So far, pretty dominant by Homedale. Back to pass. Pettit looking. Now he's going to run. He makes a man miss. He runs through 3 more tackles. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He dives forward to the 25-yard line. So biggest play of the game for Jackson Pettit on the ground, and the Bulldogs move the chains again.
30 yards for Pettit there on that carry. Parker, that's a good take right
that
there.
That was a great run because he made about 4 people miss. First and 10. Pettit. Looking, steps inside the rush, decides to run it. He's got some room. He's outside. He's at the 10. He's upended and tackled at about the 7-yard line. It's first and goal for the Bulldogs with 1:43 left in this half. Looking to pit up their second touchdown.
Bulldogs have dug themselves a hole, Chris.
Oh, boy.
Hey, if we can get a score here in this half, it's the same kind of deficit as the Coeur d'Alene Viking game, so we'll be all right.
Pettit back, looking for a throw into the end zone. He's got it. Max Frank catches the touchdown. And the Bulldogs are down 32-13. Do you start going for 2?
Now, you're not chasing points yet, Chris, I don't think. They've missed a few, so. The one thing the Bulldogs are concerned with, too, that, you know, they're not going to get the ball to opening kickoff.
Yep.
They're going to Homedale's.
Yep, Homedale's going to get the ball at the start of the third quarter. High snap. Extra point is up.
Boy, nice
and it is good. No kidding. So the Bulldogs put up their second touchdown. They trail it 32-14 with 1:19 left here till your Columbia Bank halftime show. We'll have the jalapeno stat page. We'll have the halftime interview with Bob Witte and Sandpoint's athletic director, Chris Knowles. And hopefully we'll have some cooler heads prevail here in the stands.
I tell you.
Jeez. Take it seriously down here in Homedale. Pretty seriously. Okay, Jay, if you've got any wacky onside kicks.
Well, I think you just want to go in here at halftime and, hey,
and,
we've got a little bit of momentum here.
Okay.
Offense kind of figuring things out.
Yeah, defense needs to figure it out as well. The defense kind of needs to throw a shutout the rest of the way. So, her kick is up away. Nice high kick. Going to be taken at about the 7-yard line. And the return out to about the 15, now to the 20. And that's where it's going to come to an end at the 22. So first and 10. Interesting to see what Homedale does here. We have a Bulldog down on the field holding his knee. Oh, no, we don't. I'm sorry. It's from Homedale. You see a red helmet. So injury timeout on the field right now, Bulldogs. I think what you tell your team at halftime, Jay, is, you know, yeah, Homedale's good. There's no doubt. You know,
oh,
they have taken advantage of our miscues. But we've been just as detrimental to our own cause as Homedale has with defensive penalties and some poor blocking from time to time on offense.
Yeah, it looks like they're kind of settled
and
down a
fumble,
little bit, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fumble was pretty big deal there on that kickoff return by Dunkel. But yeah, hey, you know, it's manageable here. We've been able to work our way back in, down 18 here, going into halftime.
So they continue to work on the Homedale player, who is now up and on his feet. And getting a nice round of applause from the home stand fans as he gingerly saunters towards the sideline. 1:12 left. Near full moon. Might explain some things. Bulldogs. Defense deployed, ready. See if they can get a stop. Cause a turnover. Bulldogs, two timeouts. Homedale, two timeouts still. There's a fake handoff and a quarterback end around and lots of running room. Another 11 yards and a chains moved once again for Jackson Dines. Bulldogs have shut that play down a time or two, but most of the time when Dines is taken off running, it's been a first down and more. So quickly.
Oh, yeah, he's been having a spectacular night just running off that edge.
They fake the handoff. Dines keeps it again. This time, good defense. Dunkel there, not buying that fake. He stays home, and he dives in for the tackle, just about 4 yards on the carry. Second down, 37 seconds left here till halftime. Not in a super big hurry. Here is Homedale, as you might expect, carrying a 32-14 lead. Dines looking, throwing. It is incomplete. He had a man, but it threw it a little wide, and it's going to be third down now as the clock stops with 17 seconds left.
Dines has cooled off here in the pass game, missing his last four throws, Chris.
Well, he hit the big one on his first throw of the game?
First throw, yeah. That was
He's had a couple of short ones after that. Mostly he's done the damage with his legs. So third down. Dines hands off up the middle, driving forward, but short of the first down this time. Going to be fourth down with 10 seconds left. Oh, they give him the first down. You must be joking. It's all for naught because the clock is going to run out. It's halftime. Homedale leads it 32-14. Your Columbia Bank Hope halftime show is coming up next here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
September is an exciting month for the Pondere Winery. It marks the beginning of a new vintage of handcrafted wines made right here in Sandpoint by our dedicated crew. September is also Wine Club month, so keep a lookout for your wine club shipment or stop by the tasting room at 301 Cedar to pick up your 2019 Primitivo and Cabernet Franc. Members enjoy wine club pricing all month long on these two beautiful wines. We will continue to offer live music on Friday and Saturday nights, so check out our Facebook page or our website at powine.com for the latest news. It's harvest time, so come celebrate with us at the Pondere Winery.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
This is the Columbia Bank Halftime Show, featuring a first half recap, including the Jalapeno stat page. Now, back to the field.
And we're back here in Homedale, just a little after 7 o'clock here on 1400 KSPT in Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI in Bonners Ferry, along with 97.1 FM and Rock 103 KTPO HD2 in Kootenai. And Jay, maybe it's just the early hour.
Maybe it is the early hour.
We're an hour early. The game should be just starting now back in the Pacific time zone. And this is the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. Bulldogs right now down 32-14. Not out of it by any stretch, but they need to really – pick it up here as we get into the third quarter, because when we get to the Jalapeno stat page, it's not going to be very pretty.
Yeah, you know, Chris, you just talk about the penalties, you know, and the Bulldogs so far, you know, they have six penalties and three of them really crucial. You know, third down and long situations where the play's over, it's out of the way, we're going to get the ball, they're going to have to force in the punt, but instead it turns into a first down. And Homedale's done a great job of capitalizing on that. And, you know, they made the Bulldogs pay for those big penalties. And that's led to these this big lead for them. I mean, hey, 18 points up against, you know, a Sandpoint team that's, you know, ranked third in the state. And I tell you what, these guys know how to jump on it when they need to.
Well, the one thing, you know, Homedale has done is they have not made any mistakes. I mean, literally, they have made no mistakes. They've been fundamentally sound. And, you know, the quarterback is really giving us trouble. And that brings us to the Jalapeno stat page. For the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint, now with a convenient pickup window, it is Jalapeno's. Jay, bring it to us.
Hey, yeah, Jackson Dines, you're exactly right. You know, the kid's a spectacular athlete. He's had the Bulldogs numbers all night. He's 5'11 for 73 yards and that opening touchdown. Here, their first score, that 39-yard strike to the receiver down the sideline. And you know, boy, you know, he's just been dynamic. But
yes,
what he's really
he has.
Done, he's done it behind center with just running the football. Really, that read option for him is he's dialed it in as the Bulldogs unable to contain him. He's got 13 carries for 141 yards here in the first half, two of those touchdowns. And, you know, the Bulldogs come in, it's Kinchlow. Everything was about Kinchlow, but, hey, the Bulldogs held him to 8 carries for 25 yards, and but it's been that Jackson Dine, just yeah. Spectacular effort in the first half. The Sandpoint Bulldogs really just struggling offensively here, you know, the better part of the first quarter and into the second quarter. You know, Jackson Pettit, 6 of 9 in the air for 79 yards. One touchdown here, you know, here late in the second quarter. But, you know, the Bulldog running game just unable to get anything going against this. Really, you know, just the speed. I think the speed of the linebackers and able to, you know, they're able to hold that line of scrimmage, and then the linebackers are able to get over there and make some stops. And, you know, Pettit's got five carries, 40 yards, but that's mostly here on this last
drive.
And Garrett Cox has been knocked down. He's got five carries for 18. So at the Bulldogs, got to regroup at halftime. I'm sure Coach Knowles got a good message.
Well, we're going to send it back to the studio for a while. When we come back, third quarter action is forthcoming. It's 32-14 Homedale here on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio.
Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join their team. They have immediate openings for kitchen staff and servers. If you're interested in Jalapeno's team, apply in person at Jalapeno's on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Available for immediate interview, sign-on bonus, stay-on bonus, competitive pay, and a great work environment. Jalapeno's is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also great for takeout.
Ready to head out on your next Idaho adventure? Before you do, there are a few simple steps to keep Idaho's outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Plan ahead and be prepared with extra water. Pack out all your trash. Help prevent wildfires by putting your campfire dead out. Finally, please be courteous and treat the land, water, wildlife, and other recreationists with respect. For more information on how you can recreate responsibly this summer, visit recreate.idaho.gov.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
All right, we are back here on the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. I'm Bob Witte, and we are joined this week with Sandpoint High School Assistant Principal and Athletic and Activities Director, Chris Knowles. Chris, we thought last fall was weird.
I think it's getting weirder. I really do.
Hey, who would have thought? Of course, the Bulldogs were canceled at Colville last week. That's all I ever heard was that it was COVID.
Yeah.
But I don't know what their protocol is or what exactly happened. Do you?
Yeah, well, I do. So basically, they had a COVID situation or a COVID outbreak inside of Colville football. Washington obviously has a little bit different procedures and expectations on the COVID front than Idaho does. Essentially, what we're doing is if we have a positive inside of our program, that person or that student athlete goes into quarantine, and it's not a team-wide cancellation or quarantine like we did last year. Washington is doing like what we did last year. So if you have a case or a couple of cases, they quarantine the entire team. So that's what happened with Colville. That happened also with Meade, Mount Spokane, West Valley of Yakima. Coeur d'Alene lost a game with West Valley of Yakima, and then they were going to play Mount Spokane, and then Mount Spokane had that happen to them. So a number of situations in Washington that affected Idaho schools, us and Coeur d'Alene being the two, I guess, most kind of out there schools.
Yeah, so it's been almost a month since we had you on here at halftime, and we had talked then about, you know, kind of a fall sports preview, and now things are well underway, or as much as can be. Volleyball, they haven't played for a little bit?
Yeah, we've had a situation where we have had to shut it down because we've had COVID inside of our program. They're going to be playing tomorrow, Saturday.
Oh, good.
So, you know, they've got Moscow coming to town, so that'll be a good league contest to get going. We're going to reschedule the Lakeland match match. Obviously, that's a 4A match, and we're in the middle of doing that. Going to reschedule the Lewiston match. Probably not going to reschedule the Bonner's Ferry match, just because of time constraints at that point. But it's just wreaking havoc on everybody. And, you know, we're doing the best we can to try and get what we can in. I've got to give a lot of credit and praise to our coaching staff. They are just, you know, they're like Gumby. They're as flexible as can be right now. So.
That's great. So when I'm just curious, if it's a varsity team that can't participate, do the under teams, like the JVs and C teams, do they get to do the trip anyway?
They could, yeah. Situations about teams coming here, you know, usually they want to take one bus versus multiple buses, so it becomes a busing issue. In our program, we had COVID inside of multiple programs. So it was kind of made sense not to play a lower level game versus just the varsity. Rescheduling wise, you know, I'd do anything to get games at this point. So yeah,
that's always a big part of your job. And I'd imagine right now as like last fall, it's really something. Cross country off to a good start.
Yeah, they're always off to a good start. And, you know, they absolutely dominated their first home meet up there at Pine Street, and then had a great meet over at Farragut last weekend. And, you know, just kind of the machine keeps a rolling with those guys.
Yeah, that's just a great program. How about soccer, boys and girls soccer?
Well, girls soccer is ranked number one in the state in the 4A's as of right now.
Can't get better than that.
Just rolling. unfortunately, lost a game against Meade due to COVID, but they're doing their thing. I always think about, you know, we have a lot of good programs, but girls soccer is a reload situation.
Yeah.
You know, every year we seem to have good young players that just step up and step in. On the boys' side, big win for them against Post Falls. It's a 5A win. Both programs have beat the 5A's. Anybody who says that 5A's and 4A's shouldn't be playing is crazy. We do really well against the 5A's. So, both soccer programs on a good trajectory right now.
How about swimming?
Swimming is doing their same thing. You know, we're working through some protocols because they swim at the Kroc Center at the University of Idaho, and their protocols and procedures are just a little different than ours as far as fan attendance and masking and that kind of stuff. So that's one thing we're working through. Greg does an awesome job with those kids, and we haven't had all the number of competitions that we typically would have. We don't have one at our place this year because of some of that.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Because
so,
you know, those are always packed.
Yeah.
And there's no way to social distance a swim.
There's zero.
Here.
And it probably isn't the healthiest environment for everybody to be together.
Yeah.
You know, but he's rolling along and you know, taking the punches as they come. And, you know, swim's a great, great program. I was talking to my daughter about that the other day. I mean, maybe something to get involved in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had my youngest daughter swim and loved it, except for the getting up so
the
early.
5:30 practices. No way.
Jump in that cold pool.
Yeah.
But, that's great. I heard a little bit of a talk about, I've rooted for golf to switch to the fall for 30 years now.
Yep.
And it just makes more sense for us up here in the north because, you know, our courses are wet depending on the snowpack and the amount of rain in the spring.
Yeah.
So our kids get on the course later than most kids in other parts of the state, you know, even Coeur d'Alene and Lewiston. And if it's the fall, the courses are still in great shape. Most of the tourists are gone and the kids can go out and play, and they practiced all summer.
Right.
So is there any truth to the rumor that we might be switching to the fall?
Yeah, there is. So it's going to go, I believe, the final vote for the IHSA board will be at their next meeting, I believe. I could be wrong on that, but definitely proposed. It's a pretty split across the state. You know, for Sandpoint, in the short term, it will be difficult. Just because we have student athletes that play golf in the spring that may play soccer or football or volleyball or whatever it is in the fall. Long term, I actually think it benefits us, you know, for all the reasons you mentioned. I mean, some of those kids that are, say, playing junior golf, you know, they can play all through the summer and then just roll into the high school.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think it would help alleviate some golf course pressure in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all excited to get out there in the spring. And that makes it difficult for the high school kids. Daylight will be an issue, you know, all those different things. But typically golf in their matches, you know, they're starting at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do that in the fall. Shouldn't be an issue there. I keep going back and forth on it. I think long term it would be a benefit for Sandpoint.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm-hmm. And when do we hear about that?
Should be after the next IHSA meeting. So I can't remember if that is September or October.
Chris Knowles from Sandpoint High School, thanks for joining us again here on the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. And good luck with everything you guys have had to deal with. You're doing as well as possible to try to get the sports in and other activities. So,
well, thanks, Bob. We're doing the best we can.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take another break. When we come back, we'll send it back to the field for the second half of play. This is the Columbia Bank Halftime Show.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Come out and enjoy the taste and lake views at Ivano's Del Lago, located on the Sam Owen Peninsula on Lake Pend'Oreille. Our location provides the best sunsets on the lake. Ivano's Del Lago is open now for lunch and dinners, Wednesday through Sunday. Open at noon till 8:30 for the last seating. Make your reservations now. Daily specials by Skip and back by demand, coconut lime cocktail by Tim. Ivano's, a Sandpoint tradition for over 36 years. Call today. 208-264-0466.
I bet it went to a restaurant today.
Well, tell you later.
Here we are back, getting ready for the third quarter kickoff between Sandpoint and Homedale. Chris Chepper and Jay Vandenberg along with you. Bulldogs are down 18. Jay, they got to kick the ball away here at the start of the third quarter. The defense needs to get a pretty quick stop so the offense can try and build on what they did there late in the second quarter.
Hey, you know, the offense had a pretty decent second quarter, Chris, and you put 14 points on the board. But, you know, defense, we just got to get the offense off the field. You know, there's three separate plays where the Bulldogs had an opportunity to, you know, make them punt the ball away. And all three times we paid dearly for it as they were able to score. So, you know, that's really the difference in the game as far as I can see it. You know, I think – you know, Jackson Tynes is pretty electric as a quarterback. He's not a big kid, but he's lightning quick and he's super smart. He makes the right reads. We've got some work to do, but you know, I think it's in. You know, I think we're all about this. We can get back in this game and make a game of it here.
Well, they need to put the kind of effort they put up in the third quarter 2 weeks ago when they took on Coeur d'Alene. There's a kick that comes deep and is going to hit the ground at about the 5 yard line and. Nice return as a returner changes direction, but he doesn't get past the 15. So
great kick.
That's a great, great kickoff. And it's just such a, you know, such a weapon to have a kicker who can throw it up in the air like that and land it at the one.
Boy, it was up in the air too, Chris. And that allowed Max Frank, who does a great job as the gunner on the right side here, he chases him as they wanted to come to the, they wanted to run this way towards us to the left. And he just comes in and he makes that return guy shift gears and go to the right to where there's a slew of Bulldogs there ready to tackle him.
So here comes Homedale back on the field with their quarterback, Jackson Dines. He was the MVP of the first half. There's no doubt about it. He had most of the big plays that led to a lot of these points. There's a handoff up the middle and not a lot happening up the middle and into the teeth of the Bulldogs line. And even with what's gone on tonight, that's been consistent, Jay.
That's been consistent. They haven't been able to run anything up the middle. Everything's been out the outside for Jackson Dines and or design quarterback keepers with those two running backs, the fullback and the Kitchlote leading the way is able to allow Jackson Dines to pick up some positive yardage.
So he gets two. It's going to be second down and 8 as Dines has Kitchlote right next to him. He drops back, looks to throw, does throw. There's a catch and a tackle immediately. Good, but it's going to be a nice gain out for about 7-8 yards. So third down coming up. So third and short. And you know, it's just if you're going to pay 10 yards off, that's a pretty easy throw and catch.
Pretty easy there is McCorkle again giving him, you know, 15 yards, Chris, and as he comes out of his break, 5 yards down the field, he's able to catch it, pick up another 3 yards. Jack Zimmer makes the tackle in the play, but you know, they're giving a lot of respect to these receivers right now, the Bulldog defense.
So third and short. See if the Bulldog defense.
You know, Dine's going to keep it.
Yep. Say that's pretty likely. Now they shift. They got two men in the backfield. They don't Dines does not keep it. It's a handoff, and there's some missed tackles, and this is a long run for Kinchlow. He's all the way down, and he's into the end zone. Kinchlow broke through the line and just, I think we got a hold, though. There's a flag down. This one's coming back.
Coming back.
There's a flag at the 30-yard line. So instead of six and a long, long 74-yard run.
Seven, 75.
Yeah.
No, actually, excuse me. It was 60. Was it 65 from the
Yeah, 65. Yeah, 65, 66 almost, 64 somewhere in there. But it's all for naught. None of it's happening.
Boy, huge break. Bulldogs finally get one. Boy, that was another. Boy, that Klitschko, that time he had a nice little seam, and he made the first guy miss, Chris, and then it was into the secondary, and another blown tackle by the Bulldogs, and he's off to the races. But he showed his power right there when he hit that hole and his elusiveness. Boy, Bulldogs got lucky.
So the third down will be replayed. It'll be third down and five as the hold came downfield a little bit. So the Bulldog defense with another chance here to get off the field early in this third quarter. Give the offense a chance to get back into it.
Klitschko had to catch his breath. He's off the field, so that's a plus for the Bulldogs.
Out of the backfield, a missed tackles, first down, more running room. Finally knocked down at the 40. They just threw it to the running back, to Klitschko's replacement, which was number 21. Trenton Fisher, and he just worked his way against the grain.
Bulldogs, again, had another opportunity to stop him, knock him down, but they just unable to make the tackle there as he, again, he uses his speed and his elusiveness to cut it back across the field and pick up a huge first down.
So the officials may take the score off the board, but the scorekeeper doesn't take the score off the board. There they go. So 32-14 still. That's Kinchlow. Back into the backfield, another handoff, another big hole. He fumbles it. Ball's loose. I think the Bulldogs have it.
Bulldogs
have it at the 50-yard line. So finally, something positive for the Bulldogs as Kinchlow got hit and just coughed it up. The Bulldogs have it at midfield. So the turnover, Sandpoint gets its first of the night. And they've got good field position right at the center field stripe.
Boy, that was another big run there by Klitschko. Again, just a nice seam off that right side. He's able to get into that that second level, Chris. And, boy, a Bulldog comes in from the side. He's able to get his helmet on his elbow and knock it free. But, boy, that was another disaster play for the Bulldogs defense. But, hey, all for naught is the Bulldog offense on the field now.
Bulldogs once again go empty five wides for Parker Pettit. He drops back. He's got time. He throws the screen. It's for Frank. Frank breaks a tackle, and he's going to get about six or seven on a play that looked like it was going to be about a one-yard loss. So second down coming up for the Bulldogs inside the 45-yard line of the Trojans.
Yeah, the nice little hitch pattern there is pretty well blocked. Allowed that time the lineman to get out there, but really Frank does it all on his own as he makes the first guy miss and gets down the sideline for six.
Second and four, Pettit looking. Wants to go deep. Now he's going to run. He's got a first down and more. He's at the 35.
No,
he's at the 30. And we're going to have a flag as Pettit's going to finally be knocked down inside the 10. But, boy, one of the Bulldogs came back and just clipped the heck out of a couple of players.
That was Ribeiro. Just a big play, and he's trying. And you see the back of the jersey. You've got to get your hands off, but the – boy, that's a you know, Pettit's inside the 10-yard line here, Chris, just making everybody miss, just doing a great job. But boy, that clip's going to cost the Bulldogs here. It's, you know, to me, I think it'll still be a first down.
It's going to be close. Oh, they call it a hold, so the hold will make it a first down. So it will. The Bulldogs will get the first down out of it. They'll be down to the 35-yard line. So not a complete disaster, but still cost the Bulldogs about 22 yards or so.
Ribeiro was quickly out of the game after that.
So Cox now standing right behind Parker Pettit. Vandenberg and Frank on the near side. Dunkel on the far side in the slot. Hand off to Cox. Cox runs right into a wall. And he doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Then they drive him back 10 yards and tackle him and tear the ball out of his hands.
Boy, the guy just standing there unblocked. Everybody went around him, and that's where the play was going, and he just runs right into this defender for Homedale, and nobody decided to block him. No gain on the play.
Yeah. It's got to be your worst nightmare as a running back if you get the handoff and there's like a guy just standing there right where you're trying to run who has yet to be touched. So second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Pettit fakes the handoff, rolls, looks, going to throw. He's going back to Cox, who's wide open. He's got another touchdown. He just totally, that's the same play they ran the first week against Post Falls. Fake the handoff, bootleg to the left, set up and throw back to the right, and just like that, the Bulldogs are down 32-20. And hold the phone. We've football game's broken out here in Homedale.
Yeah, we didn't get off the bus in that first half, Chris, but for these last 5 minutes of the second quarter, and then the way they started this this drive on offense, they're really starting to get things rolling.
So 32-20, Bulldogs don't have enough guys on for the extra point. Now they finally get the requisite 11.
Yeah, Ribeiro.
Having a rough night. Extra point is up, and it is good. So 32-21, Bulldogs trying to creep closer. We'll be back with the ensuing kickoff after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark has the best selection of Huckleberry products and souvenir items in our area, along with a wide variety of souvenir clothing and unique gifts for you and everyone on your list.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
All right, after the turnover and the ensuing Bulldog touchdown, Sandpoint getting ready to kick it back to Homedale. Another chance for the Bulldog defense. There's a high kick that bounces, and it's taken on the far side and a pretty decent return. But, again, the Bulldogs pin Homedale back inside their 20, just to almost the 20-yard line. So the Bulldog defense is going to have to find another way to get a stop.
Boy, yeah, Lascoon didn't hit that one the way he wanted to, but that line drive and then that high hop allowed the Bulldogs to work a little bit further down the field. And, again, a good job. Just that angle kick to the right side. That's where all the Bulldog defenders are headed and kind of pins them in that corner. So no return just inside the 20 at the 19-yard line here for Homedale.
So Homedale back on the field, first and 10. Would be nice to see the Bulldogs come up with a three and out, something they have yet to accomplish in this contest. In fact, what is Homedale punted once?
I don't think they punted at all.
No, they punted once. I remember Cox. We talked about it.
That's probably somewhere else. Yes.
There's a handoff up the middle. Broken tackle. And out to the 25-yard line. Should have been no gain. But Kitchlow gets through the first tackle and gets about 8 out of it. So they actually mark it as 7. It'll be 2nd and 3.
Well, yeah, just a little crossbuck action there as they run that trap that they'd like to run to that outside, to the outside, fake the handoff to the right, come back, they pull the guard, they try to kick it out. The Bulldogs have it pretty well covered, but he's a big back. You're just not going to tackle him with just one arm. You got to meet him straight up, but he's able to bounce it out and pick up 7 yards on that big carry.
Got to get into the hole, and you get that thing Get that those shoulder pad square. There's another hand up against low, and he's got another big hole. He breaks to the outside. He's at the 40. He's still on his feet, and he's finally knocked down near the 42. So another big run.
16 yards.
As Kinchlow, after being bottled up for the most part in the first half, is now doing what we expected to see from him from the outset.
Yeah, again, just pretty well designed here. Is it, you know, a big dose of Jackson Zines in the first half. Now they're going with their big back, and now he's finding holes. The Bulldogs a little bit on their heels and trying to figure out what they got, what they're doing here. And boy, some good play calling here by Homedale.
Now they run the pinch, Kinchlow near side, and he's going to be run out of bounds. But he's still going to gain about four. So it's going to be second and six. Bulldogs do a pretty good job of stringing that one to the sideline.
Yeah, the Bulldogs.
Another insanely great spot.
Yeah, he must have reached the ball out there at the end of the run.
Must have. So second and five.
Yeah, Wes Benefield just unable to track him down to the outside as Clinchfield is able to get to the corner, and Wes just a little too late at that middle linebacker. Where he goes, Wes goes, and you know, he just beat him to the corner.
Second and five. Quarterback keeper right up the middle. It's going to be close to another first down, but short. Third and one coming up. We've got one of the Bulldogs has lost his hat. It's Benefield who loses his helmet and has to come off. So third and short.
Strap that buddy helmet on there,
yeah,
Benny.
A little tighter. We've had an issue with that. Jackson Dines, third and short. Ball right at midfield. Bulldog defense needs a stop. There's a handoff to Kinchlow. He's up the middle. He's got big yardage. He's still on his feet. He's finally tackled down at the 26.
24 yards on that carry.
Pretty simple. Hand that off. Run off tackle. Run through arm tackles.
Yeah, he's a load. He shows why he's the number one back in the state right now coming out of high school in his senior year. He's a load. He's got some speed. He hits that hole really quick, Chris. And, boy, the Bulldogs defense just up front really just getting dominated. It's just this three-man front that they got. There's just not enough bodies in these holes. It allows him to get to that second level. And boy, he's just running downhill.
Yeah. And his downhill run is coming pretty quick. Quick court snap. Still ball, quarterback keeper, sorry, excuse me. Thought he dropped it for a second, but no, he just ran for nine right off the side. Another nice play for Dines.
9 yards, 154 for Dines here. Halfway through, or just over halfway through the third quarter here, Chris. The Bulldogs really can't allow Helmdale here to get putting points on the board.
Yeah, it's getting to be dire circumstances, and right now the clock is running, and so are the Homedale Trojans, and another big run to the outside. Flags fly in the middle. So the run is down to near the end zone, but this one's going to come back as we got a hold right in the middle of it, about 10 yards downfield. So we're going to have a second down. We'll see where they spot it. But right now it doesn't matter. They'll just run it right, run it left, and run it down our throats.
Boy, it's pretty simple right now. It's Homedale's just now they're able to fire off the ball. The Bulldogs just not knowing who's going to carry the ball. I don't know if it's Dines, if it's going to be let's go or the other back. It's just it's been a really good performance here for this offensive line in that running game for
yeah,
for
and
Homedale.
It's pretty much line up and let's see if you can stop us because they're not doing anything fancy. Quarterback keepers, that little mesh play. An occasional pass. Dines again runs it to the near side. Just runs through a bunch of Bulldogs. Look like Sandpoint should have had that again. Stopped pretty short, but it's enough for a first down down to the 20-yard line. And it's going to be first and 10 once again for
yeah, again, this Dine just kind of sits in. He's got a ton of blockers. Everybody's pulling out that way, and he's just kind of picking a spot. When he sees the seam open, he's going to hit it.
Power backfield. Another handoff this one. Nice job by Will Hurst to knock down the ball carrier. on third and short. They did not give him first down yardage, but he gets it here. So about a three-yard gain and a first down as the clock goes to about 2:50 left in the third quarter. And with the score 32-21 in favor of Homedale, this score update brought to you by Northwest Auto Body and Towing. With two locations to serve you, Sandpoint and Ponderé, since 1976, providing quality repairs throughout North Idaho.
Boy, when are you going to run the ball like this, Chris? It's clock management for Homedale.
And Dines takes the snap, steps inside, makes a nice cut. Gets another nine on first down, down to just about the 10-yard line.
It's going
to be
six, yeah.
Second and short. Right now, the Bulldog defense, no answers.
No answers. Yeah, they're able to just kind of do whatever they want up front. They're, you know, that, yeah, I tell you, that offensive line for Homedale is just really controlling that line of scrimmage.
They are. They're not big, but, boy, they are stout, and they are moving some Bulldogs out of the way. There's a run inside the five down to the four. Good enough for another first down for Kinchlow.
That puts him at 105 yards here on 17 carries. You know, what was a pretty meager first half, Chris. Now he's got it rolling. Yeah, the Bulldogs just, you know, with this clock running down here in this third quarter, is really need to come up with a big play.
Yeah, the defense has to step up right now if the Bulldogs hope to continue this comeback. But it's knocking on the doorstep. Kinchlow walks right through that door. And it's now 38-21. Another touchdown for Homedale. And Homedale's going to go for two.
Yeah, just nothing fancy there, Chris. Just Kinchlow off that left side and gets another good block there and just kind of waltzes into the end zone, gets hit right at the goal line. But all for none is, boy, this Homedale offensive front and those two backs, they've really done a number on the Bulldog defense.
They have, and they did not even feign a throw in that drive. Extra point is up, and it is
no good.
No good. Well, they need to work on the kicking game a little bit. Other than that, it's all Homedale, 38-21. 1 minute and 7 seconds left in the third quarter. With the third quarter end looming, we'll keep it here for this scoring update brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized dish retailer, locally owned and operated and ready to help you. A proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports.
Yeah, I think, you know, going into the season, Chris, you know, I know this defense kind of rebuilt, you know, as a senior-laden team, but we've got off to a good start. But, you know, the key was that the defense could keep it, you know, the opposing team, you know, right around that 20-21-point margin. You know, I think, you know, the offense should be able to score more than that. Well, tonight it's 38, and the offense didn't do many favors there in that first quarter. It was a lot of quick three and outs, and then a big turnover on special teams. But again, this Homedale team is, hey, they're for real. This is a good football team.
Well, it's easy to see why they're ranked number one in the 3A's, because they are putting it on the Bulldogs right now, who just don't have any way to stop the ground game tonight. And I got to say, you got to give Homedale a little credit. Right off the bat, they came out, they threw it around a little bit, probably right. Got the Bulldogs a little bit off balance. And, you know, so the kick comes. It's taken on the far side by Dunkel. Dunkel runs up the sideline, is finally going to get knocked out of bounds near the 40. So the Bulldog offense will come back out. The offense has gotten it rolling here a little bit in the second half, late second quarter, and in most of this third quarter. But that last drive is a killer. I mean, they took, what, 6-7 minutes off the clock?
Boy,
just running it down.
Boy, they just burned a lot of time there on that drive. Just 8-9 yard first down. Boy, another big run, and then 8-9, you know, third down and short. Boy, busted in. So, yeah, they've done a good job of controlling this clock here in the second half.
Pettit, back to pass, looking, throwing. He throws it over the middle, trying to get it to Ari Vandenberg, and it's incomplete. Pass a little wide of its intended mark, so second and 10 coming up.
Boy, Pettit had some time too, but that came in there pretty hot.
And there was a lot of action around Ari there, too. He wasn't exactly out there standing all by himself 10 yards downfield. Second down and 10 coming up. Vandenberg on the near side in the slot. Three wides near side. Cox in the pattern as well as they've emptied the backfield. Pettit looking, throwing, finds Vandenberg. This time he's got a catch, going to be close to a first down. They're going to give it to him. So 10 yards, first down for the Bulldogs. Ball at the 47-yard line.
Well, yeah, just a quick little hitch route there by Vandenberg, and ball pretty well thrown. Vandenberg was able to hold on to it in turn and pick up about 4 yards after that catch.
Pettit, delayed handoff to Cox. Cox drives forward, might get just past midfield on what's likely to be the last play of the third quarter. So second down coming up. See if the Bulldogs try and get one more off before the quarter ends. I don't think it's going to happen. That's three quarters in the books. Homedale leads at 38-21. We'll be back after this on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103.
September is an exciting month for the Pondere Winery. It marks the beginning of a new vintage of handcrafted wines made right here in Sandpoint by our dedicated crew. September is also Wine Club month, so keep a lookout for your Wine Club shipment or stop by the tasting room at 301 Cedar to pick up your 2019 Primitivo and Cabernet Franc. Members enjoy Wine Club pricing all month long on these two beautiful wines. We will continue to offer live music on Friday and Saturday nights, so check out our Facebook page or our website at powine.com for the latest news. It's harvest time, so come celebrate with us at the Pondere Winery.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free passing, and totally free touchdowns. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of North Idaho High School football so you can listen to games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
All right, Bulldogs looking at a second down and 7 just across midfield as we're back in Homedale. A beautiful night for football. Unfortunately for the Bulldogs, the scoring has gone all Homedale's way. Here's a great run by Garrett Cox as he's still on his feet. He's got first down yardage and still much going. More. Cox all the way down into the 20. Where do they mark him down? Right at the 20-yard line.
30 yards on that carry?
Yes. So first down, Cox dragging players with him as he got down towards the end. So the Bulldogs looking to score quickly. This time another handoff, and there's miscommunication and about 4 Homedale Trojans in the backfield as Wimmer got the hit carry that time. And it went backwards.
Yeah, he loses 2 on that one. It's just that just didn't look good from the get-go.
So second down and 12 now. Pettit. Everyone looks to the sidelines.
Bulldogs shouldn't be taking their time either.
No, they shouldn't. Back to pass, Pettit throws, Frank catches it, but he's met right away. But a nice gain, going to make it a manageable third down in about 5, maybe 6, as the Bulldogs are inside the 20 now, down to near the 15. Oh, my gosh, they marked him at the 17. Okay, so it's a 3rd and 7. 2-down territory, obviously, for the Bulldogs. Home crowd. Asking for some defensive juice by the Trojans. Pettit looking. Pettit throwing. Going into the end zone. He goes for Frank, who I believe caught it, but he was outside the end of the end zone. And what a great catch by Max Frank, one-handed. But I don't think he had a chance to get a foot down. So 4th down coming up.
Boy, what a great catch, Chris. But, you know, you're down in 3rd down and short situation. Now you're stuck in a 4th and 7, kind of like your do-or-die situation here as this game ticks right down to the 10-minute mark.
So Pettit now with Garrett Cox back in there. After a couple plays of rest, and we've got timeout on the field. Timeout called by Homedale. And it's 38-21 in favor of the Trojans here on a beautiful night just outside of Boise, Idaho. And this scoring update is brought to you by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant for the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Now with a convenient pickup window, it is Jalapeno's. Oh, wow. So
big play here for the Bulldogs here. 4th and 7. See what Jeremy Theobar, Coach Theobar, has in mind here. You know, there's probably he's probably got quite a few plays to get, inside that 10-yard mark. So let's see what he pulls out of the hat.
Yeah, Bulldogs trying to keep this drive alive. And with 10 minutes left, your defense hasn't stopped them, save for a turnover and one punt. I think it's about time you start thinking about the onside kick if you can get it into the end zone.
Yeah, the way that they've been running this football, I think, you need to get that ball in your position as much as you can.
So 4th down for the Bulldogs. Pettit being rushed, throws, going for Vandenberg. It's incomplete. The defender right in the eyes of Vandenberg and the ball. So the Bulldogs will turn it over on downs.
Yeah, boy, the ball just slightly not thrown up over top of there. The defender gets a little bit of a touch on it and just is able to just tip it through Vandenberg's hands, and it falls incomplete. That's a tough play call there on 4th and 7. Going for the home run ball.
Well, they went for the home run twice and ended up with a two-pitch strikeout. So Homedale now back on the field on offense as they are looking to continue on. See if the Bulldogs can do a better job defensively on this drive. Looks like they've got a new running back in there. Looks like it's now number 22. Hand off, right up the middle, big hole.
Oh, he's gone.
Once that's Kinchlow, and he's going to be knocked down. No, he's still on his feet. He breaks another tackle, and he's out to the 45-yard line. So that's another 30-yard gain.
Yeah, 35 yards on that one. Again, the Bulldogs, no answer for that big beast as he's just rumbling, tumbling, and just doing a number as the Bulldogs. I don't even know if they want any part of touching him.
Tackling. So 1st and 10, now they mark him down at the 44 as Kinchlow standing behind his quarterback with a fullback in there. They hand it off to Kinchlow again. Kinchlow cuts. Kinchlow still on his feet. He's got 10 more. Going to be close to another 1st down. I think they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, just too many big holes. There's just a lot of holes, a lot of room for him to get running, Chris. It's pretty simple when you're able to look at the line of scrimmage and you've got a couple places where you can go. And all you got to do is just sidestep maybe the closest defender who's being blocked. It's been that way here since the 2nd half for him, and it's been downhill sledding for those.
It is downhill sledding, and it's pretty impressive. He brings a pretty nice combination of power and speed. And you get him into the secondary, and those guys back there are trying to arm tackle him, and it's not working. There's Kinchlow again. This time he grinds forward for about 3. Nice job on the interior. And still it's mostly to the outside where he's getting a lot of his runs.
Yeah, just off that tackle, right side. Usually it's been off the right of this offensive line for the for Klinsko, but again, and hey, we'll take 3 yards, all day long here at this junction of the game.
Homedale up to the line, getting the final signals. Another handoff up the middle, another big hole, another 1st down, and a drag down to the 35-yard line. That's another gain of 8. Hayden Klitschko, excuse me, is running roughshod over the Bulldog defense right now.
Yeah, 22 carries, Chris, 164 yards, and, boy, he's looking to do more damage here to as Homedale looks to just ice this game here by just running the football. Knowles is going to take a timeout here and try to figure out what the next step is.
We'll take timeout as well with 7:39 left. Our next step, we'll be back after this on Rock 103 in North Idaho's radio.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
Jackson Diggs takes the snap. Oh, there's a shock. He hands it off to Klitschko, and he's running through the Bulldogs secondary.
Well, that timeout didn't do much there for the Bulldogs.
No, it did. It's just delaying the inevitable. And in the battle of the what we called before the game, the unstoppable force and the immovable object, the unstoppable force has been unstoppable.
Unstoppable, I tell you. What a great game plan Homedale came into here tonight. Really threw the ball early in this game and really let the running back, the quarterback, kind of dictate what the offense was going to do. Some nice read options, and then you just give it to your big guy and let him seal this win.
Homedale continues to just march down the field now here. Another handoff and a good tackle in the backfield. Nice job there. Dunkel and Cox combine. And for the first time since the second quarter, the Bulldogs send the Trojans backwards.
Well, it was a good blitz call right there by Coach Knowles. He sends Dunkel through the A-gap and just read it right. And, boy, that time, what a collision. And I hadn't seen Klitschko go sideways very often, but that was a heck of a hit by Dunkel.
A lot easier to get him in the backfield than once he's had 10 yards of head start. Fake handoff, quarterback around the edge, trying to get away. He's not going to. Bulldogs drag him out of bounds after about a yard gain. So it's going to be third down now and long. So nice pursuit on the far side by the Bulldog defense.
Boy, yeah, Cox really came off hard off that defensive end position, Chris. And, that time, the Homedale coaching scene, hey, this Bulldogs starting to bring a lot of pressure up the middle, right? They're going to put it in somebody else's hands. And, so they call the quarterback, keep the left side. But a good job by the outside. I believe it was Jack Zimmerman and the corner out that way to able to string the quarterback out and run him out of bounds for just a yard.
Flags fly. We've got offsides against the Bulldogs. As Dines was just looking over to the sideline and somebody jumped into the neutral zone.
They have a fun little thing. I think the quarterback says something. Then the whole offensive line, the whole team kind of looks over to the, they all turn their heads.
Yep.
And look. And the Bulldogs have fallen up for that twice now. And, that's that movement. But, hey, it's legal in football. And that's just again, smart coaching.
And, if you've been seeing that all night long, probably shouldn't – Oh, ball's loose on the ground. There's a fumble as Dines mishandles it. So he goes down, and it's going to be fourth down and a loss all the way back outside the 20. So miscommunication between Dines and his running back, Klitschko. So it's going to be fourth down and 9. Clock is running with 5:40 left. This game sealed up for Homedale. Bulldogs trying to finish strong and give themselves something to think about for next week.
Oh, absolutely. This Homedale team, I tell you what, watch out 3A guys, because these guys are coming. This is a tough team. And, you know, only 9 seniors too, Chris, so I think they're going to be back for some more.
Then we've got a timeout. Homedale's coach not too happy as he calls timeout. We'll keep it here with 5:20 left. Remind you that we've got something coming up after the game. It's your Columbia Bank post-game show. Your Northwest Community Bank, providing comprehensive solution and expertise to businesses and individuals. With branches in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and Bonner's Ferry, a proud sponsor of Bulldog Football, Columbia Bank, the halftime show sponsor. Glad to have them along with Interstate Concrete, getting the offensive, the game going with the beginning of the game kickoff. Yokes in the pregame, Mountain West Bank, as well as Jalapenos, all of our sponsors. Glad they're along with us each and every week here on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio.
Absolutely. Thanks to the sponsors. Hey, send us on this long road trip, right?
That's right. Send us on this long road trip. Hopefully we'll have maybe another one later.
Yeah, the
in
Bulldogs,
November.
Yeah, that bye week last week, just, you know, it was one of those things. You get that extra week maybe to get healthy, but maybe that's kind of came bite the Bulldogs a little bit.
I believe that it's, you know, the Bulldogs look like they've been off for 2 weeks. I mean, they were just blitzed at the start of this game and have been fighting uphill ever since. Pass thrown and dropped at the 10-yard line as once again they were trying to get it to the guy who's done everything in the second half, Hayden Klinchko, as Dines threw it off his arms. So the Bulldog defense holds, and the offense will look to make it a little closer.
Yeah, see if they can't pull something out of the hat here again, Chris. You know, one gimmick play for a touchdown here in the second half, the big one to Cox on that running back out of the backfield. But, you know, just really, really haven't had an answer tonight.
Pettit. Looks like it's still Cox right behind him. Four wides. And Pettit back to pass. Looking, throwing. It's caught by Frank. It's going to be a gain of about 5. And then Frank pushed back towards the line of scrimmage, but a second down coming up. They give him 4. Forward progress. Clock under 5 minutes. Lake City next week? I haven't even thought about it.
I think so.
I know this. I think we're home next week. Pettit looking, going deep. He's got Cox down the middle again. He juggles it, catches it, and then drops it.
Oh, they're going to call it incomplete.
Yeah, they're going to call it incomplete.
Almost an absolutely great catch Cox, but just unable to reel it in there, Chris, as they again go to that play that scored earlier in the game. Cox down the middle, and the ball just a little bit outside of his reach.
Yeah, he had it momentarily, juggled it. Looked like he brought it back in, but never could secure it. So it's going to be third down now and 6. Pettit gets the final signals. Looks over the defense. Claps. Looks to throw. Drops. Throws the slant. It's knocked away. Incomplete. Bulldogs, that's very good defense. Just reaching in and knocking it away from the Bulldog intended receiver, Connor Hinberg, and it's going to be punting time for the Bulldogs.
Ah, boy. You know, fourth down and 6. I'm surprised that Knowles is going to punt this in this situation. You know, what do you got to lose here, right?
Yeah, you're down 38-21. I don't, you know. Nobody deep. So Homedale not really buying it that this is going to be a punt. It is, and it's booming. It is going to take a giant hop and a Bulldog roll down to about the 33-yard line. Man. Hurst can put some air into those suckers,
well,
can he?
He's a big kid, and he can really put that ball down there. That's a heck of a punt there by Hurst. But too little too late here for the Bulldogs tonight.
Yeah.
They just they ran into just a buzzsaw here down in Homedale. And, boy, I'm impressed with this Homedale team. And, you know, I know Ryan was – you know, Ryan was a little, you know, he's impressed with this team, too. And you know, he's a little scared. I wouldn't say scared going into it, but just like, hey, we're going to have to bring it. We're going to have to come up, show up and play. And, boy, they just really took it to us in all three phases.
Yeah, it was 26 to nothing, literally, before you could blink an eye. And they handed up the middle. That's a short gain. Kinchlow again.
2 yards. He's up to 178. 4 minutes to go.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's one broken runaway from eclipsing 200 with most of that coming in the second half.
Most of it coming
in the second half. We have about 30 yards in the first half, something
25.
Like that. 25.
Wow.
He basically did what Dines did to us in the first half.
So second down, they let it run out. They give it to Klitschko again. He's got 10 more. It's finally brought down by Dunkel after the 10-yard gain.
Yeah, boy, another nice hole off to that right side for Kinchlow. And, boy, just not really the Bulldogs, just nobody really coming and scraping over to the ball. Looks like we got
a cramp out there.
Levi Ballison cramping up.
All right, so coming back up to the line of scrimmage as the clock winds down to 3 minutes. Still waiting for the snap. It's finally going to be coming to Dines. Dines looking it over. I'm going to forecast a handoff to Klitschko. It is.
I knew
and
that
he's
was
open
going
into the secondary. He's got 10 and more. Bulldogs dragged down, so give him 14 on that.
That'll put him at 203 for the game.
And then a flag flies at the end. We'll see who that's going to go. It was in the scrums. The official threw it like it was going to be unsportsmanlike conduct. You know, one of those straight up in the air with authority. We have a Bulldog down. I think it's Dunkel. He's up quickly. We're going to have a dead ball. Officials still just trying to decide who it's going to be on. It looked like they were pointing towards Homedale. Personal foul against the Bulldogs. There's a shock.
Yeah, I completely missed it.
Well, it was after the play. I mean, at least the flag came late, so maybe some unfortunate frustration by one of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, again, it's a good place here where, hey, let's keep your heads together. You know, you got your butts whooped tonight, and
it's not their fault.
Yeah, let's play it. You know, hey, let's be classy about this. So, just the Bulldogs again, just not doing, just unable to stop this running back. He's an impressive man. But that offensive line is just as impressive. I tell you, they've done a great job at opening up holes.
This time, nothing going. As some of the Bulldogs are celebrating the fact that they finally were able to stop the running back. Who comes up a little gimpy.
I'm surprised he's still in the game.
I am totally surprised. I think that's the fullback who came limping off the field, but I agree. I'm totally surprised. You're up by a bunch in the final 2 minutes, and you're still riding your, you know. I mean, they lose him. They're not going to be nearly as good.
Yeah, the Bulldogs down 26-0 in a blink of an eye, Chris. And, boy, Homedale just hasn't looked back as, you know, they've been able to put 17 more points on the board. And, you know, the Bulldogs only mustered up 21. And well, that was the ball game that first quarter.
Another long run, 10 yards more. Klitschko gets up.
Are you going to go down?
As the final minute now is going to wind down.
Yeah, this hometown fans, they have a lot to cheer about. I tell you what, you know, these fans here should be really proud of this Homedale Trojan team. This is a well-oiled machine, well-coached, well-prepared, and these kids played their butts off, and hats off to them. That's as impressive as a team as I've seen in a while, Chris.
Yes, yeah, no doubt. They took it to the Bulldogs from the opening kick, and maybe one more snap as Homedale stays undefeated, moves to 4-0. The Bulldogs will drop to 1-2. 38-21, Homedale wins it, beating the Bulldogs soundly. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, it's the Mountain West Bank postgame show here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join their team. They have immediate openings for kitchen staff and servers. If you're interested in Jalapeno's team, apply in person at Jalapeno's on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Available for immediate interview, sign-on bonus, stay-on bonus, competitive pay, and a great work environment. Jalapeno's is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also great for takeout.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
Welcome to the Mountain West Bank Post Game Show. Coming up, a talk with Coach Knowles, the Jalapeno stat page, and the Mountain West player of the game.
All right, we're back here. It's your Mountain West Bank Post Game Show, a member FDIC equal housing lender with three branches in our area. You know it. Pondre, Sandpoint, and Newport. Mountain West Bank, they love high school football. We do, too. We love it a lot more if the Bulldogs were not at the wrong end of a 38-21 shellacking administered to them by the home-standing Homedale Trojans. But the Bulldogs, long bus ride down. Didn't go as they'd planned. But they'll have to reconnoiter and get ready to go for next week as they will be once again in it as another 5A squad comes calling on the Bulldogs at Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. It's time for the Jalapeno Stat Page, the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue at Sandpoint. Now with a convenient pickup window, it is Jalapeno's. And as Jay finishes tallying up the what I'm sure are pretty disappointing stats, especially when it comes to the amount of yards on the ground that the Homedale Trojans were able to amass. I'm going to guess that it was nearing four bills before it's said and done.
Yeah, boy, Chris, I tell you. Well, let's get right to it, right?
Yeah. Rip that Band-Aid. Let's go right now.
All right.
Give it to me.
Boy, the Homedale Trojans, man, what an unbelievable offensive performance and defensive performance. But, boy, they end up with 478 yards of total offense tonight.
Mama.
And, a team that held Coeur d'Alene to minus 42 yards rushing here just 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Give up 384 yards rushing on the ground. And boy, this two-headed monster that Homedale's got is very impressive. Is Jackson Dines, he gets 19 carries, 169 yards. And then, boy, Kinchlow, what can you say about this?
Man.
He's the closer, right? He comes in. He ends up carrying the ball. You know, he had 25 yards at half. He ends up with a total of 213 yards and 29 carries. And there's only one other player that ran the ball, and he got 2 yards. But I tell you what a dynamic duo those guys are. They're going to be a nightmare for any team that they face for the rest of the season.
Oh man, alive!
You know, Jackson Dines. You did a lot of passing there in the first half, first quarter. You know,
they didn't throw a pass the second half, did they?
No, didn't throw a pass in the second half. He ends up 5 of 11 for 73 yards, but 478 yards against the Noles defense is super impressive. And I tell you what, Homedale set that tone early in that first quarter, jumping out to that huge lead, 26-0. For the Sandpoint Bulldogs, just never got it going offensively. You know, struggled. It wasn't until late in the second quarter that they actually put some points on the board. They ended up with 242 yards of total offense. A performance isn't going to get it done in the future. If you can't do a better job offensively, you're going to come up on the short end of the stick most of the times. Parker Pettit was 11 of 19 for 130 yards. You know, bright spot is, you know, he threw 3 touchdown passes. You know, 2 of them for to Garrett Cox. Garrett Cox, 2 receptions, 90 yards with 2 touchdowns. So pretty impressive performance there by Garrett Cox catching the football. Max Frank led all receivers with 6 receptions. Vandenberg had 3. Rushing, the Bulldogs end up with only 104 yards rushing. You know, 8 carries for Cox, which it tells you exactly the kind of situation you're in. I mean, Cox only gets 8 carries. Not what you want to do with the offensively.
Yeah, he was a much bigger factor in the passing game than he was with carrying the football.
Yeah, 51 yards rushing for Cox, and then Parker Pettit, 6 carries for 55 yards. So, hey, really, you know, Homedale limited the possessions, limited the amount of plays the offense ran. The offense didn't run a whole lot of plays. And that, you know, you could just see that defense just getting worn down as the game was.
They
controlled
true.
The clock.
I mean, the defense was on the field the entire first –
Yeah,
14 minutes of the game when the Bulldogs went 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, fumble.
Yeah, I'm just doing the 27, 33, 30, 34 offensive plays for the offense, which, that's just not a good performance. That's not ball control. That's not moving the chains. That's, big plays. You know, and the Bulldogs, 2 of their touchdowns were big plays to Cox. They had 1 drive that was sustainable. But again, I think, Parker Pettit amassed 2 runs on that drive that actually were 2 big plays that got him down in the area where Max Franks got his touchdown. So,
well, interestingly enough, Coach Knowles is still talking to his team right now as we speak. So I can't wait to talk to him next week and see what he has to say about this contest. Obviously, we're not going to get to it here in the postgame show because he's still talking about it. But they're going to have to, lick their wounds on their long bus ride home from a few of them are going back. A bunch of guys are staying to go to the Boise State game tomorrow.
Which is really cool. Yeah, Boise State, through some connections, they were able to grab 21 tickets for, there's 33 boys, I believe, on this trip, and 21 of them are going to go, go watch the Boise State game. Boise State's hooked them up and gave a couple parents the tickets. So there's, going to be about 60 or so parents and kids down watching the Boise State Oklahoma State game, which is a big deal. 6 o'clock kickoff. It's going to be a national televised game. So pretty excited for the kids.
Pretty exciting.
I think it would be a lot more fun if they would have performed a little bit better tonight.
I would say so. Well, we'll be on the air Friday night at 6:40 for the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show. Kickoff at 7. Normally this is about the time we do the Mountain West Bank Player of the Game. I got to think about that for a little while. I'm having a tough time coming up with an easy candidate right about now. So
we'll pass. Hey, punter, Will Hirsch. I must say, we punted more than we have all year.
Yes,
stepping in for the injured Blake Sherrill. He came in and
he had a great game.
He did a great job of punting the ball down the field. I thought one of the pluses was, I think, Will Hirsch in punting the football.
Okay, well, I like that. Sometimes that's the way it goes. The punter is the guy who's doing the best job, and I agree. That was my initial thought at the end of the game too. So we're in agreement. So congratulations to Will Hirsch. He's the the player of the game for Mountain West Bank. For Jay, for Pat back at the studio, keeping us on the air. I'm Chris Shepherd. Good night, everybody.
On air at 97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Spending more time at home these days? It's those who are away from home and on the road making our door-to-door deliveries that deserve a